1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. It's Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHIS. The men's game coming up next between Hastings and Morningside. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And, Coach, we come down to the final ball game of the regular season. The goal of making the postseason tournament is still in hand, very achievable this afternoon. But it all starts with this ball game with Morningside.
It does. You know, and obviously we could use a little help and one direction or another to kind of maybe even bump us up one spot. But if we get a win today, essentially we're in, you know, barring disaster on the other side of the league. So we just got to take care of business for 40 minutes. And I think if we can do that, we give ourselves a kind of a nice little springboard heading into the tournament.
If you guys do not qualify for the tournament, if things don't really get aligned up, how big of a disappointment would that be for this team?
To me, it would be huge, you know, because I think we're a talented enough ball team. And I think we've played well enough at times this year to prove to ourselves and maybe other people around our league that we do have good components. You know, we do have good pieces to our puzzle, and unfortunately we just haven't been able to find the level of consistency and the level of focus that we've probably mentioned in virtually every broadcast that you've done, Mike. And that's a little bit disheartening because, you know, those are the things that you continue to emphasize. And as a coach, sometimes you literally have to just take a step back and let some kids get some things figured out on their own. And we just haven't been able to find that good mesh point. We just haven't been able to find the level of consistency that you got to have in this league to be successful. And I think as we look back at it, and so sometimes we already have just the close games that we've lost and just the, you know, possession or two here and there dating back to the first game of the season against York College here at home that really kind of probably staked our mark in our as far as our season. We haven't, you know, had many on the blowout end, and we haven't really blown anybody out. So we've been a team that's been that single-digit margin of victory or margin of defeat all season long. And, you know, you as a coach, you can kind of live with that, but you've just got to see steady progression. And I think we've seen it in spurts, but we just haven't maintained a level of consistency that you'd like to see.
Has this been a frustrating season for you?
Well, I think it has and it hasn't. You know, I think we're a better team than we were a year ago. I think we've got really good pieces. I think we've got good kids. You know, we're just not too far off. You know, and I think our kids are probably as frustrated as our coaches, the ones that I've talked to and in closed door meetings, and just tried to see, you know, where our shortcomings are. Is it something that we're not doing as coaches? Is it something we're not doing in our preparation? What can we do as a staff, you know, to help this team become a little bit better and a little bit more focused throughout the contest? And nobody can seem to find any answers. And that's just been the frustrating side of things. But, you know, that's part of competition, you know, and when you make a living on 18 to 20-year-old kids, sometimes it's going to be tough. Sometimes it's great. You never want to leave the gym. And sometimes you just run out of there like your hair's on fire. So it's been a, you know, disappointing would probably be a little bit of a strong word. It's just been more frustrating, I think. And because I think our program is headed in the right direction, I think we do have a lot of pieces returning for the next few years. Our kids, it's never been really a lack of effort. It's just a lack of maturity on a consistent basis. And that's probably the biggest thing that's missing in our program right now. It's just a maturity.
A chance to take a huge step. I thought the other night against Concordia and just let one slip away again. And again, it was down to the consistency factor in this ballgame.
Yeah, it really was because, you know, as we went back and reviewed film, you know, we just had players say, you know, we messed up. Sorry, you know, we missed switches here. You know, I look up at the scoreboard with about 17 minutes to go, and the Braun kid hadn't even scored at that point. The next time I look up, he had 15, and he finished the game with 18. So, you know, he got hot, and we just can't find, you know, like I've tried to explain to our guys, we can't call a timeout every time we need to make an adjustment. You've got to make adjustments on your own. You've got to do a self-scout. You can't get beat the same way twice. You know, don't allow one person to beat us. And essentially, the Braun kid got them back into the game, and he maintained their momentum. Anytime we would make a little bit of a run, he was going to hit another shot, and he did so. And it was very tough for us to crawl back in it.
He scored, 56 points against us in the second half, and that's just way too many on defense, isn't it?
Oh, it just is, you know, and that's been probably the most consistent thing that we've done is allow people to score. And that's not the consistency that you're looking for as a coach, and that's not what you want your team to be known for because in years past we've been a pretty darn good defensive team, and we've been a good team up and down the line offensively and defensively, and it wasn't just but, you know, 2 seasons ago that we're talking about a number two seed in the conference tournament. We're talking about, you know, going on the getting the first couple rounds at home and just all those different things that go into, you know, being a top-notch program in this conference. And you know, we're just so closely removed from a national tournament that it's just frustrating when you get to that level and you can't get back there consistently. So we've got work to do. I'm not going to pin anything on anybody exclusively because I'm the captain of the ship, and we just haven't been steered in the right direction over the long haul. But like I said, I think at least we know where the sun's setting in our program right now, and I think we can at least point to that direction.
Hastings playing the final regular season home game here this afternoon. It's Seniors Day again. You've got two of them on the squad.
Yeah, you know, and it's been a frustrating year for those two kids, just not necessarily from the team standpoint, but Trevor Haldmeyer, who's a local kid here from Hastings High School and started his year with a broken foot, you know, and missed a better part of the year. And we had talked about redshirting him, and he just, you know, he flat out said, "Coach, I want to play. I want to end my career as a player, and I don't want a redshirt, and I want to get done with school and kind of move on with life." And unfortunately, he tweaked that foot again last night in practice, right at the end of practice. So I'm not sure how much we'll be able to see of Trevor. Our plan is to start him, but we're going to make that a game time decision. And then Nate Olson, who has dislocated his kneecap, or I should say kneecaps, you know, both of them earlier in the summer, one towards the end of the summer, and then just the other one again about 3 weeks ago. And Nate had been really playing well for us, probably been the most consistent thing that we had going just from a standpoint of getting us into things. And he was really shooting the ball much better, and I was really proud, really pleased on how he was playing and how he had kind of fought through some adversity early on in the year just due to his health and stuff. So, you know, Nate's been kind of a mainstay in the last few years here, and he's one of the few kids that have experienced the success and knows the hard work and the diligence that it takes to get to a national level. And his presence is sadly missing, and it's going to continue until we can, again, like we talked about earlier in the broadcast, find some level of maturity and consistency within this team.
But going back to maybe a look to next year, look on the bright side. We've got two seniors on this team. We've got virtually everybody back for next season. So it is bright on the horizon, I guess, for Hastings College.
Well, I think so. I mean, I really do. We got a lot of good pieces returning. I mean, Tobin Reinwald is already, you know, not even through his sophomore year, and he's pressing that 1,000-point mark already as a sophomore. And Brady Lohman has started about 45 games in this basketball program. Jake Marvin, you know, not only academically is he strong as heck, but he's also, you know, obviously a great player, and a 40-point game earlier this year on the road at Briarcliff. And Dylan Flynn, another sophomore. Brett Wells, another sophomore. Zach Lena, a freshman. Alex Thayer, a freshman. So, yeah, we do have a lot of pieces returning, but unfortunately the top teams in our league have a lot of pieces returning too. So that's the thing that we're trying to get through to our kids, is we're not going to be better next year just by being a year older. We're going to have to put in some work, and it's going to take some due diligence on our part.
You see a Morningside here this afternoon, 17-12 on the season. They are 11-8 in the conference. They beat us earlier this year. In fact, the first conference game of the season way back when, up in Sioux City, 79-72. That seems like a long time ago, Coach.
Yeah, seems like a couple of years ago itself, you know, but we'll probably have to reintroduce ourselves to the coaching staff and make sure we know who's coaching over there. But, you know, Morningside has kind of had some bumps along the way too. You know, they've lost a few in a row, and then they'll go and win a few in a row. And the thing with Morningside is when they win big. You know, they have no problem keeping their foot on the gas, and they're competitors, and they really, you know, if there's blood in the water, they're like some sharks, because they'll continue to attack until that thing is gone. So Morningside is a good team. I think they're kind of playing with a chip on their shoulder, trying to push their way through the conference tournament, because that'll probably be the only way that they'll have an opportunity to get to a national tournament this year anyway. You know, they're always very well coached, and they compete at a very high level.
They're playing about the same way, same style as we saw them earlier?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. You know, their defense is kind of what sets the tone for them. They've got a great point guard in Trent Miller. You know, they've got some good bigs on the interior. They've got a kid comes off the bench, Storm Throne, that can step out and as a post player and really stretch your defense. And the Rudine kid, who's a sophomore, is probably, in my opinion, their best player. He can score from the three-point line. He can score off the dribble, and he can even shoot the middle game. So they're a very good team. I think they're, again, always very well prepared, and they're really fighting for a lot right now too. So, you know, it's going to take a heck of an effort on our part today.
We can score some points, like I said. They're averaging close to 78 points per ball game, but there's opportunities on the other end, too. They give up quite a bit. So if we can get our offense going, we can stay in this thing, can't we?
Well, I think so. You know, we're going to have to handle pressure early of both halves. I mean, they'll really get out and deny things, and they'll really try and pressure the ball and try and, you know, get you out of your rhythm and your timing offensively. And if you allow the pressure to bother you, if you can't get some back cuts or if you can't catch it and just rip it and get through on a drive, then their pressure is really going to bother you, and they're going to try and set the tone very early in this game.
They got some three-point shooters as well, so naturally a college basketball team. We're going to see some threes today on this group.
I would hope so. You know, I mean, that's kind of been our MO here of late, and especially, but yeah, they got the Zaz kid who can really shoot it in, and you know, we just can't lose him. The last game we lost him, and he had 25-plus points on us and really hurt us because we got it up to 7 or 8, I think, early in the second half of that game. And, you know, it was a one-point game with about 2 to go. And again, our foot kind of came off the gas, and we made a couple turnovers in our last couple possessions that really, really cost us and gave Morningside an opportunity to pull that one out.
Okay, I'll watch the Briar Cliff score. You take care of business on the floor today.
That sounds good to me. And if you give me a thumbs up if we're in the clear, and if we're in the clear, I'll try and take a look at you too.
All right, good luck. That's Lance Creech, the head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. We've got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Morningside today from 1230 KHAS.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Gonsburn Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. We're now celebrating Seniors Day for the Hastings College men's basketball team, and the Broncos with a couple of seniors on the squad here today being honored before the ball game, Nate Olson and Trevor Holdmeyer. Of course, Olson went out a couple of weeks ago with a couple of dislocated kneecaps, and Trevor Holdmeyer went out last night, evidently in a practice session. Trevor is going to get the start today. However, his minutes will be somewhat limited here. He's not expected to play a whole lot in the basketball game here this afternoon for Hastings. Big ball game for the Hastings College men's basketball team today. It's pretty simple. Hastings needs to beat Morningside today and then hope for a Briarcliff win today over Dakota Wesleyan in Sioux City. That will propel Hastings into the tournament next week. So Hastings needs a win here this afternoon over Morningside, and they need Briarcliff to beat Dakota Wesleyan today, which is likely. So Hastings needs to take care of business on the floor, watch the score throughout the day here at the arena on the Briarcliff game as well. So we'll keep you up to date on both ball games. Hastings College, like we said, 12-17 on the season, 6-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside coming in, they are 17-12. Morningside 11-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside beat Hastings earlier this year by the score of 79-72. That was the first conference game of the season way back when, all the way back in November when they played this bunch. In fact, on November the 19th. So Hastings 6-13 in the conference. Morningside is at 11-8. Morningside is coming off of a win the other day as the Mustangs were able to knock off Mount Marty by a score of 88-55. Hastings losing to Concordia on Wednesday, 89-79. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Morningside, it'll be Danny Rudine, a 6'3" sophomore out of Sioux City. Rudine is averaging 15 points per ball game. He's the sixth leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, 4.4 rebounds per game. Ryan Borchers is a 6'5" senior from Lamar's, Iowa. Borchers is averaging 12 points and 5 rebounds per game. Trent Miller is a 6'1" junior from Gretna, Nebraska. Miller is averaging right at 6 points per ball game and 3.4 rebounds per game. Kevin Zahns is a 6'1" senior from Murdoch, Nebraska. Zahns is averaging 11 points and 2 rebounds per game. And Garth Hamilton, a 6'7" senior out of Lincoln. Hamilton is averaging 12 points and 6.8 rebounds per ball game. Well, the Hastings College Broncos today, they will go with Brent Wells. Wells, a 6'4" sophomore out of St. Paul, averaging 4.5 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman, a 6'2" sophomore out of Norfolk. Lohman is averaging 11 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Tobin Reinwald, a 6'5" sophomore out of Lincoln, averaging 17.7 points and 5.9 rebounds per game. Dylan Flynn, a 6'7" sophomore out of Lincoln, getting a start. Flynn averaging 8.8 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. And the other starter for Hastings will be Trevor Haldmeier, the 6'4" senior out of Hastings. Haldmeier is averaging just a couple of points per ball game and about a half a rebound per game. Your starting lineups today are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank member, FDIC. So Trevor Haldmeier is going to get his start here on Seniors Day. One of the two seniors, Nate Olson, not suited up today for his final ball game. And Hastings and Morningside getting ready to go here this afternoon. In action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Hastings needing a win to secure a tournament berth. Here's the ball, comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball to Hastings. The Broncos play things in here on the near sideline. Haldmeier was expected to only play the opening tap here, but he's going to stay in at least for this opening possession. So evidently his injured ankle feels pretty good. He's going to try to give it a go here. There's a ball to the far sideline. They get it over there to a Brent Wells, and I think somebody got poked in the face, poked in the eye there. It was. That was Brian Borchers that got hit in the face over there. Got poked in the eye, and he's going to have to shake that off as he heads down in the corner. Just underway here, men's college basketball from 1230 KHAS is Borchers being looked at down in the corner. So a rugged start here for Morningside as he got poked in the right eye right off of the bat. And coming off the bench and coming in will be Storm Throne. So Storm Throne will come into the ballgame now for Morningside. He's a 6'7" junior out of Omaha as Borchers will come to the bench after being poked in the eye right off of the bat. We're 16 seconds into the ballgame. So Hastings will play things in. Over in the far sideline, the Broncos shooting to our basket to our left to get things started. Here's Trevor Haldmeier with the ball for Hastings. Throws it out here. They get it to a Brady Lohman. His basket will be deflected. It's going to be picked up here by Hamilton. He drives, shoots, and he misses the stuff. Misses the stuff, and now the ball is rebounded here in the lane by Tobin Reinwald. So Hastings turns the ball away on their first possession, and Morningside comes down and misses the stuff right off the bat. So Hastings gets the ball back, and now Lohman is hit with a double dribble as he comes into the offensive zone. So two possessions for Hastings, two turnovers. We are 34 seconds into the ball game. Hastings and Morningside squaring off here this afternoon in action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here's Trent Miller with the ball now for Morningside as he brings it into the offensive zone. On the high post, that Storm thrown with the ball. They work at left side of the lane to Garth Hamilton. He backs up, puts up a shot, and he's going to be fouled into play by Dylan Flynn. So Dylan Flynn hits hit with a personal foul. It's going to be his first. Not a good start here for Hastings College. A couple of turnovers, and now a foul on Flynn. Going to the free throw line will be Garth Hamilton. He's a big boy. He steps to the free throw line here for Morningside. Hamilton is 6'7" and senior out of Lincoln. A big old boy going to the free throw line for Morningside as he will toe the mark here for a couple of shots. And he looks up there. The shot is up there. It is good. So Hamilton gets the Morningside Mustangs on the scoreboard. 19-14. Remaining here in the first half, the Hastings College women's basketball team picked up a win in the opener, 69-42 over fourth-ranked Morningside. There's Hamilton's next shot. It's up there. It's going to be good, so he drains a couple of free throws. And Morningside has got the lead over Hastings College. It is 2-0. Hastings comes back now. They've had two possessions, two turnovers to get the ball game started. Brent Wells on the near sideline. Wells dribbling on the ball, comes out here in the three-point territory, cuts it down the lane. Now dishes off to Flynn. Underneath the basket, his shot is up there. It's no good. He's fouled into play. Dylan Flynn is fouled into play here by Storm Throne of Morningside. That's going to be his first and the first team foul in the Mustangs. And now Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. The Broncos still the best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They've held that distinction most of the year, 76% for Hastings from the free throw line this year. There's a shot by Flynn. It's up there. He misses that one. Lynn is 73% foul shooter in the season. It's a 2-0 ball game. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings here this afternoon in a must-win situation for the Broncos. As Dylan Flynn will have another shot here for Hastings. He puts it up there, and the shot is good. So Dylan Flynn hits a free throw. It's now a 2-1 ball game. Hastings will apply some pressure. Here in backcourt, dribbling the ball up the floor is going to be Trent Miller. Miller comes to the near sideline to get it to Storm Throne. Into the offensive zone now to a Kevin Zaz. Zaz scored 19 points the last time these two teams played. Way back in November in Sioux City. Here's Rudin with the ball down on the baseline. Kicks it out here to Zaz. His shot for three is up there and in. Kevin Zaz hits the three-pointer for Morningside. And the Mustangs are out to a 5-1 lead over Hastings College about 90 seconds into the ballgame. Altmaier gives the ball away. Now to Brent Wells. He loses control of the ball at the free throw line. It's picked up by Rudin. He runs her back the other way. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded in the lane by a Storm Throne. He kicks it back out here. Three-pointer by Zaz is up there and in. Kevin Zaz throws up his second three and second consecutive three. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. Morningside out to an 8-1 lead early in the ballgame with 18-14 remaining here in the first half. We've got a timeout. The score, Morningside 8, Hastings 1.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 8-1 is the score. Hastings College trailing in the ball game. The Broncos come back with the ball. This is going to be Tobin Reinwald as he brings it back into the offensive zone. Moves it to the left side of the floor. Gets it to a Brady Woolman. Woolman out here in three-point territory. Dribbling with it to the near side. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. Flynn trying to move. Gets it over there to Wells on the wing on the right side to Woolman. Top of the key. Entry pass is going to be thrown out of bounds. Woolman trying to get it inside to Dylan Flynn, who pushed it up left side of the lane, and he threw it out of bounds. Turnover number four on Hastings College. Into the ball game now is going to be Alex Thayer. Thayer checks in. Woolman checks out. 17:51 to play here in the first half. 8-1. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings College this afternoon. Here's a Storm thrown with the ball now for Morningside. Walks it across the 10-second line. Gives it away to Trent Miller. Miller dribbling the ball in three-point territory. Trent Miller goes on a high post. That's a Storm thrown. Picked up there by Hallmeyer of Hastings. Over on the wing on the right side, Trent Miller. Shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Ball battered around. Picked up by Storm thrown. He has the basketball stripped away, and it's picked up by Wells. Wells down to Reinwald, and a foul is called here in backcourt. Personal foul going to go on Miller of Morningside. That's going to be his first. The second team foul on the Mustangs in this first half of play. Hastings will play things in. Reinwald will get it to Alex Thayer, the freshman. Out of Superior, bringing the ball up here for Hastings College. Brings it into the offensive zone. Picked up by Miller. Gets it over there to Wells. Down in the corner to Flynn. His pass inside is going to be out of bounds. Trying to get the ball to Tobin Reinwald underneath the basket there. The Broncos have turned it away five times here already. Here comes Marvin into the ball game now. Flynn will check out. Not a good start here for Hastings College. It's an 8-1 ball game. Morningside with the ball here in backcourt. They will get it to a Danny Rudin, who's into the ball game after being poked in the eye early in this contest. There's a Joel Havelman in the contest as well. Over here on the wing on the right side to Hamilton. Hamilton takes it down to Rudin on the baseline. Down in the corner. A shot by Zaz is up there and in. Kevin Zaz throws up his third three-pointer here in the first 3 minutes of this ballgame. He's got 9 points, and Morningside is out to an 11-1 lead over Hastings. There's Thayer for three, and a shot is up and in. Alex Thayer nailing a three-pointer from the right side of the circle. It's now 11-4. 16:40 to play in the first half here from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Havelman has got the ball now from Morningside. Comes into the offensive zone against Thayer. Comes over to Danny Rudin. Rudin now to Kevin Zaz. Picked up there by Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. Comes back out into three-point territory. Havelman has got it behind the screen. Gets away. There's a pass deflected. Havelman tries to retrieve it. It goes out of bounds. It was last touch there by Hastings. Last touch by Alex Thayer going after that loose ball right at the midcourt stripe. So it'll be Morningside playing the ball in off of the far side. The Mustangs dressed in their crimson here this afternoon. Trimmed and lettered in the white, just the opposite for Hastings. They're in their homestanding whites. Trimmed and lettered in the crimson. 16-19 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Morningside by the score of 11-4. Here's Rudin. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hallmeyer. Hallmeyer gets the ball away to Alex Thayer. Hustles into the forecourt. Reinwald has got it on the far sideline. Spins right side of the lane. Jump pass down low to get it to Marvin. His shot is up and in. Dick Marvin scores on the assist by Reinwald. It's now 11-6. Hastings back to within 5 points. Broncos have scored the last five here in the ballgame. Here's a Danny Rudine on the left side. Goes down in the corner as they work with the ball. Now Rudine gets it back out here to Havelman. Havelman right side to Zaz. Bounce pass to Hamilton. Garth Hamilton hands away to Rudine. He drives for the hole. Shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Marvin. So Marvin gets the block here. That's going to be Morningside playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They will get it to a Havelman. Havelman deep in the corner. They lob it to Garth Hamilton now. He tries to hand it away, and it's going to be tipped out of here, but Havelman picks her back up. 6 seconds on the shot clock. He drives it down the lane, runs into some traffic here. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Pitcher, and his shot is up and in. Jake Pitcher scoring there for Morningside. Pitcher just checked in there. Now it's a 13-6 ball game. Here's Wells with the ball. They get it to Holdmeyer, drops it down low to Jake Marvin, and his shot is up and in. Holdmeyer gets the assist. Jake Marvin gets the field goal. Marvin now with 4 points. Hastings back within five. 13-8 the score now. As the Morningside comes back to the offensive zone, we've got a 2-to-the-whistle away from all the action here. Tobin Reinwald picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. So Reinwald hit with a personal foul on the left side of the lane there, away from all the action. That's the second team foul on Hastings College here. Morningside will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Danny Rudine will play things in for the Mustangs. That's to come away into the backcourt. Retrieving that one is going to come to Joel Havelman. Brings it back to the offensive zone. Now drives it down the lane. Nice dish to Pitcher. Down on the baseline. His shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. So Jake Pitcher just checked in there. He's had an impact, hit a field goal, and now he'll go to the free throw line. Trevor Holdmeyer picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first. 13-8 is the score. Morningside with a lead over Hastings. And now Jake Pitcher goes to the free throw line here for Morningside. He'll have a couple of shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. His shot is up there and in. Pitcher is 6'5", a sophomore out of Mesa, Arizona. Playing for the Mustangs there in Sioux City. 14-8 the score now. Morningside to the lead. As Pitcher will have one more shot here. It's up there and in. He did not play in the first ball game against Hastings College way back in November. Morningside won that ball game by a score of 79-72, although the Broncos had as much as a 7-point lead in that ball game. They're trailing here by 7, 15-8. There's Tobin Reinwald on the wing on the right side. Comes out to Alex Thayer. Morningside now in a 2-3 zone. There's a pass over here. They get it to a Brent Wells. Back outside to Thayer. Now to Wells. Moves the ball down to the baseline. Stops there. He's double-teamed. Gets it away now. Jake Marvin. Cross-court pass goes to Tobin Reinwald. He angles in. Stops and pops from 12. A shot good. Tobin Reinwald scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And again, the Broncos are back to within 5 points. 15-10, we're early in the ballgame, 14-17 remaining here in the first half. Hastings trailing in his must-win situation. Here's Ferguson's pass out on top. Is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Wells. He gets the ball down to floor. It is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it was last touched here by Hastings. And it's going to be Morningside ball. That was Alex Thayer going after the loose ball. He was the last to touch it as he goes sailing out of bounds. Good effort there by Thayer, but he couldn't come up with it. And Morningside will come back the other way. That's the sixth turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. 15-10 the score. The Broncos are trailing. Morningside comes back with it now. Danny Rudine will bring it back into the offensive zone. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Rudine behind the screen. Moves it inside the free throw circle. Now gives it up out here to a Trent Miller. Miller goes down in the corner to the left side to Pitcher. Back outside to Rudine. His shot for three. Good. Danny Rudine nails the three ball. That is the fourth three-pointer of the ball game for Morningside. They are eighth in the conference in three-point shooting at 35%. They can't miss here today. 18-10. Mustangs have the lead. There's a pass deflected that is picked up by Marvin. Marvin has got it out here in three-point territory. On the dribble, gives it away down to Wells. Out on top to Holdmeyer. Throws up a three-pointer. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose and is ripped out of there by Storm Throne. The big guy has got the ball as he sends it over to Danny Rudine. Brings it up the far sideline. Gets the ball ahead now to Trent Miller. Miller right at the top of the three-point circle. Picked up by Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. Over here on the right side is Ferguson. Bounce pass down low to Storm Throne. Now to Ferguson, the Rudine. They swing it down in the left corner. There's a Trent Miller, and he's called for the traveling violation. Miller trying to take the ball down the baseline. His whistle for the travel. First turnover on Morningside. Here comes Bacon into the ball game. Woolman comes back in for Hastings College. 13:06 to play here in the first half. It's 18-10 as Morningside is throwing up 4 three-pointers in the ball game. They got a couple of two-point field goals or a couple of free throws in the ball game, and that's their 18 points here. We're 7 minutes into the ball game. Here's Holtmeyer with the ball. Holtmeyer now, they get it down low to Marvin, who signs up and in. Jake Marvin hits his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points, 18 to 12. Hastings now trailing by six. Here's Garth Hamilton with his back to the basket. Kicks it out here to Tanner Ferguson. Picked up by Lohman over to Trent Miller. Out of pitcher on the far sideline. Bounce pass goes on a high post to Hamilton. Hamilton works against Marvin. Spins, puts up a shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Holtmeyer grabs the rebound for Hastings. Holtmeyer gets it away now to Tobin Reinwald and in the forecourt to Bacon. Dane Bacon hands it away to a Reinwald over here, left side of the lane. Feeds it down on the baseline. There's Marvin. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Pitcher. Jake Pitcher with the board. He gets it away down to Trent Miller down the right sideline. Miller pulls up at the top of the arc. Dribbles to the elbow, right side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bacon of Hastings. 18-12. The Broncos trailing by six here in this one. That's a Brady Lohman on a deep wing on the right side. Moves it down in the corner. Bacon has got the ball. Dane dribbling with the ball. Brings it up high. Bounce pass inside to Marvin. Shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. Jake Marvin is fouled in the play. He'll go to the free throw line now for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Kevin Zaz. Check that. Trent Miller picks up the personal foul. It's going to be his second. Trent Miller picks up his second foul. Going to the free throw line will be Marvin. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Marvin will get one more. So Jake Marvin will have one more free throw. Again, he's a 79% foul shooter on the season. He'll have another shot here with the 11:57 mark here in the first half. 18-12. Mustangs have the lead. Marvin will have another free throw. His shot is up there. It's good. So he hits one out of two from the free throw line, and the lead for Morningside is now 5 points again. Mustangs got out to an 11-1 lead in this ball game today. Mustangs have the ball back in their offensive zone. Ferguson goes out to Garth Hamilton. Over in the left side, bounce pass comes inside to Borchers. Borchers kicks her back out in the corner. That's Hamilton with the ball, or Havelman with the ball. Now we got a personal foul call on Hastings. Zach Lena comes into the ball game and immediately gets it with a personal foul. As Joel Havelman was heading toward the basket there on the drive. Morningside will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Tanner Ferguson with the ball high above his head. Gets it in to Garth Hamilton. Brings it back to Ferguson. Now back outside to Havelman. Inside to Hamilton. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lena of Hastings. So Havelman to Hamilton. That connection did not work. Here's Reinwald at the other end. His shot for three is no good. Tobin Reinwald throws up a three. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings back within two. 18-16 the score now with 11-18 to play in the first half. Here's a Morningside with the ball. Ferguson. Now we got a traveling violation on Tanner Ferguson as he works over here against Bacon. That's the second turnover on Morningside. And now Hastings can pull ahead with a three-point field goal. 11-13 remaining here in the first half. Hastings trailing Morningside by a score of 18-16. Dane Bacon will play things in to Brady Lohman, who's back into the ball game for Hastings College. Woman will bring things up for the Broncos down the right sideline. Gets it back to the center of the floor now. They get it to Zach Lena over the far sideline to Tobin Reinwald. Angles in, takes it into the lane. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Lena had the rebound, lost it. It's picked up by Hamilton. Garth Hamilton has got the ball from Morningside to Danny Rudine down the far sideline. Here come the Mustangs. Joel Havelman has got the ball now, and Joel put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Picked up by Reinwald of Hastings. There's Danny Rudine on the wing on the left side. Hamilton at the top of the key. Moves it right side down to Zaz. Zaz goes inside to Hamilton. Hamilton with his back to the basket. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Spins in the lane. The ball's knocked loose and it's picked up by Zach Lena. Third turnover now on Morningside. Here's Bacon coming back the other way. His pass deflected. Bacon picks it back up. Out on top now to Brady Lohman and Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald holds the ball against Danny Rudine. Cross court pass comes to the near sideline. Lohman has got it, gets away, takes it down to the baseline. Jump pass out here to Zach Lena on the wing. Zach Wheeling in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Zach Lena scoring there for Hastings College, and the Broncos have tied things up at 18 points apiece. And now Jimmy Sykes, the head coach for Morningside, wants to call a timeout. Hastings battles back from a 10-point deficit here in the first half. Hastings has come back to tie. 10 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 18, Morningside 18.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. 18-18 is the score. Morningside and Hastings scoring off here. Men's college basketball off the Bronco women. Upset fourth-ranked Morningside in the opener here this afternoon. There's a shot from Runner in front of the basket by Storm thrown. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena. Hastings with a chance to pull ahead here on this possession. Here's Brady Lohman. Gets it down to a Zach Lena, top of the key. Over on the wing. On the right side, that's Dane Bacon with the ball. Bacon gets away, dribbles into the lane. Jump pass down in the corner. Lohman for three. Shot is no good, and a foul is going to be called. A foul inside, a rebounding foul in the Broncos. That's going to go on Lena. Zach picks up his second personal. That's going to be team foul number five on Hastings. Here comes Wells into the ball game. Zach will come out. We're tied up at 18 points apiece after Morningside jumped out to a quick 11-1 lead in this ball game today. Hastings has battled back. We're now tied just by the halfway point of this first half. There's Joel Havelman with the ball now in the high post to Borchers. They lob it to the left side of the lane. That's Garth Hamilton. I got the Borchers. Down to Hamilton. He wheels in the lane and stop. Shot is up and in. That's Storm Throne. Storm Throne. Scoring there for Morningside. That's his first field goal. Mustangs are out on top now by a score of 20-18. There's Lohman. His pass is going to be knocked out of bounds. Hastings was actually cutting the wrong way over there and getting his hands on it. Was Kevin Johnson lost it out of bounds for Morningside. So Hastings will play things in. That's Brent Wells right in front of the Morningside bench. They get it to Charles Ferguson, who's into the ball game now. Ferguson dribbling the ball, hands it away. Wells. Trying to dribble it inside and can't do it against his Morningside defense. Over to Brady Lohman. Lohman now to Dane Bacon. The Lohman. Left side, Fergie for three. His shot is up there. It's around the rim and falls off. No good. Borchers with a rebound. He is hit on the play and a foul is called. Foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Brent Wells. That's going to be his first team foul. Number five on Hastings College. Team foul number six on Hastings here in the first half. Non-shooting situation, so Brian Borchers will play things in for Morningside as they get it to Joel Havelman. Over on the wing on the left side, that's going to be Rudine as he tries to go back inside, and it's going to be too far. The pass is thrown out of bounds. Borchers got rid of it and then cut down the lane. Rudine tried to hit him with a pass, and he threw it out of bounds. Turnover number four on Morningside here in the ballgame. Broncos come back the other way. 20-18 is the score. The Mustangs with a lead. Hastings back with the ball. Brent Wells back into the offensive zone. Stops at the top of the key. Hands it away now to Ferguson. Back to Wells on the right side. Takes it out on the baseline. Reverse layup is up there. It's good. Brent Wells scores, the former St. Paul Wildcat. And we're tied up now at 20 points apiece. Here comes Morningside back with the ball. It was a tight ball game when we played up in Sioux City. Morningside finally winning the ball game by seven. There's a shot taken from three-point territory by Havelman. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Brady Lohman down the far sideline, comes to the near side, down to Bacon, sends the ball inside to Wells, has the basketball stripped away, taken away by Joel Havelman, seventh turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Havelman comes back the other way, out of Danny Rudine, out here in three-point territory to Storm Throne. Throne gives it away to Kevin Zaz. Zaz looking to penetrate, hops back out, a three-pointer, throwing up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Ferguson. Ferguson out of Lohman, long pass down the floor. Marvin tips the ball to Wells, a shot good! Nice play there, Brent Wells. Scoring on the tip pass from Jake Marvin. Marvin gets the assist. Wells gets the field goal. Hastings out on top for the first time this afternoon. It's 22-20. Now we got a personal foul back the other way. It's going to go on Lohman of Hastings away from all the action. So Hastings has their first lead of the ball game at the 7:34 mark, 22-20. The foul goes on Lohman. That's going to be his first. Marvin checks out. Here comes Dylan Flynn back into the ball game. Trent Miller returns for Morningside. Going out will be Joel Havelman. So Hastings College has come back to take the lead now, 22-20 over Morningside. Going to the free throw line will be Brian Borchers. Borchers, a 70% foul shooter for the Stangs this year. That's the 17th foul in Hastings. So Borchers to the line, and his shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Misses the front end of the 1-1, and Hastings with a rebound. Tobin Reinwald has got the board here for the Broncos as he gets away to a Lohman. Brady dribbling with the ball, hands it away to a Tobin out here in three-point territory. Tobin on the dribble, moves it to the left side, reverses the ball to Ferguson. Ferguson to the free throw line. Jumper is up there. It's going to be around the rim. Falls off, no good. And the rebound comes down to a Garth Hamilton. On the near sideline, Danny Rudine has got it. Bounce pass down to Borchers. He is hit on the play, and a foul is called. Ryan Borchers, right side of the lane, is hit on the play there by Dylan Flynn. Flynn picks up his second personal foul. Going back to the free throw line will be Brian Borchers for Morningside. Missed one just a few seconds ago. He's a 6'5" senior from Lamar's, Iowa, the home of Blue Bunny Ice Cream. Brian Borchers to the free throw line here. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He's missed two straight now. Into the ball game for Hastings. It's going to be Drew Danielson down for the Broncos. Danielson will check in. He's 6'2" and sophomore out of York. Charles Ferguson will come to the bench. Broncos have the lead 22-20 over Morningside this afternoon. Brian Borchers will have another free throw toss here. It's in the air, and the shot is good. So he finally gets one to go down. 1 out of 3 from the line today. He averages 12 in the season. The Morningside deficit is now 1 point, 22-21. Here's Hastings with the ball. Tobin Reinwald has got it on the deep wing right side. Comes across the top. That's going to be Lohman. Takes it down the lane. His shot is up there and in. Brady Lohman scores for Hastings. And the Broncos have a 3-point lead. Now it is 24-21. Down the near sideline, that's going to be Danny Rudine has got it. Gets it off inside to Hamilton. His shot in front of the hole is good. Got Hamilton scoring there for Morningside. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, and the Bronco lead is now 1 point at 24-23. Hastings back with the ball, 6.5 minutes to play. Here's Tobin Reinwald out here in 3-point territory to Drew Danielson. Danielson dribbling on the ball, gets it to a Dane Bacon. Dribble penetration, dumps it away to Flynn, and shots up and in. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal there for Hastings. That's his first bucket. He's got 3 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 3-point lead, 26-23. Here's Trent Miller with the ball. He drives it down the right side of the lane, runs into Flynn, gives it up down to Borchers to the far sideline to Kevin Zaz. Inside to a Garth Hamilton. Out to the top of the key to Miller. Spins in the lane, kicks it back out to Hamilton. Trying to drive it, can't do it. Shut off there by Dylan Flynn. Morningside with the ball. Danny Rudine looking to penetrate. He can't get it inside. Now to Zaz. He takes it to the hole. The ball's knocked out of his hands. It's picked up by Danielson. Fifth turnover on Morningside. Here comes Hastings back with the ball. Lohman for three. Shot good. Brady Lohman knocks down a tray, and the Broncos now have a 5-point lead, 28-23. 5 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Morningside got out to an 11-1 lead in this one. Hastings has come back now to grab a 5-point advantage, 28-23. They work it inside. That's going to be Borchers. He spins, puts up a shot. No good. He's fouling the play as Borchers is knocked down under the hole. A foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Reinwald. That's going to be his second. And Hastings needing a win today. They also need a loss by they need a win by Briarcliff over Dakota Wesleyan today. Briarcliff is leading 15-14 over Dakota Wesleyan midway through the first half. Here's Brian Borchers at the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is no good. He's now 1 out of 4 from the stripe. So Hastings needs a win today and a Briarcliff win in order to qualify for the 8-team Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. And again, Briarcliff with a 15-14 lead over Dakota Wesleyan midway through the first half up in Sioux City. Brian Borchers will have another shot here for Morningside with 5:27 remaining in this first half. Next shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. He misses another one, and the rebound comes down to Flynn. Dylan Flynn down to Drew Danielson into the forecourt to Reinwald here on the near sideline. Tobin with the ball. Comes out to Holtmeyer, who's back into the ball game. Down the wing to a Woolman. Dribbles into the paint, stops and pops. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound is going to be loose, and it's picked up here by Garth Hamilton. Hamilton gets the ball away to Trent Miller. Now the pass ahead to Rudine. Takes the ball underneath the basket. A reverse layup is up and in. Danny Rudine scoring there for Morningside. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings coming back the other way. Reinwald in the lane. His shot, off balance shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Brian Borchers for Morningside. Borchers gets the ball away to Trent Miller. Miller drives it down the right side of the lane. Contact made. Foul called. And it's going to be before the shot. As the shot went through the hole, it's going to be waved off here. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Reinwald. That's going to be his third personal foul. So the leading scorer for Hastings College and the second leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Tobin Reinwald, has already got 3 fouls there in the first half. Trent Miller goes to the free throw line now for Morningside. He has not scored so far today. He's a 60% foul shooter on the season. 28-25, Hastings with a lead over the Mustangs here this afternoon. Miller will have a couple of shots. His first one is up there and in. Morningside is a team, fourth best in the conference in free throw percentage at 72%. Hastings College, number one in the conference at 76%. 28-26 is the score. Hastings now with a 2-point lead as Trent Miller will have one more shot here. It's up there, and the shot is off of the back iron. It is no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Jake Marvin with the ball, now to Woolman. Down the near sideline to Bacon. Down in the corner with the ball there is going to be Hallmeyer. Hallmeyer works it against Hamilton, takes the ball in the lane. There's a pass over to the far side to Lohman, puts a man in the air, bounce pass down on the baseline, goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to Morningside, a turnover on Hastings. The eighth turnover on the Broncos here in the ball game. Lohman is going to check out. Here comes Alex Thayer back into the ball game. 28-26, Hastings with a two-point lead. Morningside has got the ball as they walk it up the floor here. Trent Miller now in the trot as he brings it into the offensive zone behind a double screen. Moves it down the right side of the lane to the baseline. Throws it down in the corner. With the ball down there is Danny Rudine, picked up by the Broncos defensively. Bounce pass goes inside to Storm. Thrown, he spins toward the baseline. It's shot over Holtmeyer, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound, Jake Marvin. Hastings has the ball. Jake Marvin clears it out to the right sideline. Alex Thayer into the forecourt. Now to Bacon. Takes the ball to the free throw line. Contact made. Foul called. A foul here. We'll go on Kevin Zaz. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Mustangs here in this first half of play. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it to Marvin. It's shot up and in. That was easy. Alex Thayer just lofts it up there in front of the basket, and Marvin puts it down through the hole. Marvin's got four field goals and 8 points. Hastings now with a four-point lead, 30-26, with 3:53 to play here in this one. There's a Storm thrown with the ball over in the wing on the right side to Kevin Zaz. Down to a Danny Rudine. Rudine kicks it back out. Hamilton from the elbow, shot good. Ron Hamilton, a couple of field goals and 6 points in the ball game, 30-28. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball. Thayer gets it to Drew Danielson. Danielson inside the free throw circle, stops there. Bounce pass comes out to Thayer. Right sideline, Marvin for three. Shot is up there short. Offensive rebound, Thayer. He lost the ball out of bounds. It was tipped out of his hands. So Hastings will play things in. Joel Havelman will come back into the ball game now for Morningside, replacing Trent Miller. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. From the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings with a two-point lead over Morningside here this afternoon, 30-28, 3:19 to play here in the first half. Hallmeyer goes down in the corner, Drew for three. Shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped out of there. It's picked up by Hastings. That's there. The Marvin is shot good. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. Hastings has built a four-point lead now, 32-28. Lance calls a timeout. 3 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a timeout. Hastings leading 32-28. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. From design and layout to the finished product, Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
And the Hastings College women's basketball team winning the opener today by a score of 69-42. Hastings using a 16-0 run in the first half. Led Morningside at halftime 40-16. Then the Broncos outscoring the Mustangs in the second half 29-26 to pick up their second win of the season over Morningside. 69-42. The three seniors on the varsity squad also contribute today in big ways. Courtney Spahn had 4 3-pointers, finishes with 14 points. Alicia Stadler had a double-double, 13 points and 10 rebounds. And Sophia McDermott comes up with 11 points and also 4 assists and a couple of steals in the ball game. Hastings wins it. The Broncos winning their 20th ball game of the season against 9 losses, 20-9. They finish up at 12-8. In conference play, Hastings will play at Briarcliff next Wednesday in the opening round of the GPAC postseason tournament. Hastings College men trying to scratch their way into the tourney here this afternoon. 32-28 is the score. The Broncos needing a win here this afternoon and a Briarcliff win to lock up a victory and a berth in that 8-team postseason tournament that starts next week. There's Joel Havelman with the ball for Morningside out here in 3-point territory to Kevin Zaz. Right side of the lane, Garth Hamilton. Jump pass goes to the far side. Havelman has got it again. Out on top, it's Kevin Zaz. Zaz drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there and in. Kevin Zaz behind the screen gets the ball to the goal. He's now got 11 points in the ball game, and the Hastings lead is down to 2 points now at 32-30. There's a Dane Bacon with the ball. Bacon gets away, dribbles to the free throw line. Jump pass over here to Holtmeyer. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound loose and is picked up here by Joel Havelman. Down to Kevin Zaz running back the other way. There's a feed inside to Hamilton. His shot is up there. It's no good. He's fouled into play here by Holtmeyer of Hastings. Trevor Holtmeyer picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 10 on the Broncos. And now Garth Hamilton goes to the free throw line here for Morningside. He's got 6 points in the ballgame, a couple of field goals, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hamilton will have 2 shots here as he is mauled in the act of shooting. As Hamilton throws it up there, and the shot good. Into the ballgame now for Hastings, Zach Lehner replacing Holtmeyer. Coming in now for Morningside is going to be Jake Pitcher. And going out will be Storm Throne. Hamilton back to the free throw line here for the Mustangs. Hastings with a 1 point lead, 32-31. As Garth Hamilton will have another free throw. Sets, fires it up there. The shot, good. Garth Hamilton now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. 8 points in the ballgame. And we're tied back up at 32 points apiece. After Hastings had opened up a 5 point lead at 28-23. We're tied at 32. As we approach the 2 minute mark here this first half, Morningside now in a zone defense, a 2-3 zone. Drew Danielson down in the corner to Zach Lehner. Now to Drew. Top of the key, Bacon. They get it inside. That's Marvin with the ball. Now from the elbow, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Danny Rudine. Rudine clears it out to the far sideline. The ball lost out of bounds. Nope, tipped out by Danielson. Trying to take it down the far sideline to Joel Havelman. All tipped out there by Danielson. Morningside will play things in. 1:53 to play here in the first half. Final regular season game here for Hastings College. You're at home. And for the season, the Broncos 12-17 coming in here, 6-13 in the conference. There's a feed inside. It's going to be tapped away from Rudine. The scramble is on. It's still loose, and it's finally picked up by Hastings. That's Alex Thayer running back the other way, one-on-one. Now Thayer gets it to Lena down the lane, stops, and we got a foul called. Zach Lena puts on the brakes right in front of the hole there, and he's hit on the play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Kevin Zaz. That's going to be his second. End of the ball game now for Hastings. It's going to be Flynn. Flynn comes in. That's going to be Jake Marvin coming to the bench. 1:36 to play here in the first half. Hastings 32, Morningside 32. End of the ball game now is going to be Tanner Miller for Morningside. So Tanner Miller, a 6'1" freshman out of Gretna, checks in there. Long range jumper by Danielson, no good off of the inbound, and the rebound comes down to Hamilton. Garth Hamilton runs her back the other way to Kevin Zaz. Now to a Joel Havelman, drives into the basket, a shot good. Joel Havelman scoring there. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And Morningside back out on top with a score of 34-32. 1:15 to play. There's a pass to the free throw line. It's going to be deflected away from Zach Lena. That's picked up by Rudine. He drives it the length of the floor and scores. Danny Rudine got the steal there and the bucket on the other end. So 4 quick points here by Morningside, and the Mustangs have the lead, 36-32. Here's Dane Bacon with the ball down in the corner. That's Danielson trying to drive the baseline. Kicks it back out here to Bacon. Bacon back down in the corner to Danielson. Danielson brings it back to Bacon. 48 seconds to play in this first half. 18 on the shot clock. Zach Lena on the right side dribbles into the paint. It's going to be knocked loose. It's picked up here by Hastings. That's Danielson with the ball. 8 seconds on the shot clock to Dylan Flynn. Flynn gives it away to Danielson. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Danielson puts a man in the air. Goes up for a shot. It's up there. It's no good. Tap try, no good. Had a shot clock violation. That shot by Drew Danielson did not draw iron, so he did not get the fresh shot clock on that tip. So a violation on the Broncos as the shot clock expires. Officially a turnover on the Broncos to end probably this first half. That's 10 turnovers now as Morningside comes back with the ball. 18 seconds left on the clock. The Mustangs will play for the final shot here. Joel Havelman will hand the ball away to a Danny Rudine. They work it back around to the right side. Tanner Miller with the ball. Back out on top, that's Hamilton. Hamilton down to Joel Havelman. Havelman driving the ball there against Danielson. Gets away, goes for the hole. Shot no good. Tip trying, no good. Rebound loose, and that will be the end of the first half of play. So, the Morningside Mustangs open up an early 10-point lead over Hastings at 11-1. Broncos came back to eventually tie the game at 18-18. They had a lead for the first time at 22-20 with 7 minutes and 34 seconds to play. But right now, the Broncos are trailing here at halftime to Morningside. The score here at the break is Morningside 36, Hastings College 32. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
I'd like to welcome to the court the 2011-2012 Crimson Where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hockey basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College is trailing Morningside here at halftime by a score of 36-32. Broncos had much as a 5-point lead in the first half. Morningside led by 10 points early. Morningside with a lead over Hastings College 36-32 at halftime. Checking the other score watching today. We're at halftime of that ball game up in Sioux City. Briarcliff has got the lead over Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 26-25. So Dakota Wesleyan leading Briarcliff leading Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 26-25. That's exactly what we need up there in Sioux City if Hastings can take care of business here this afternoon. Again, 36-32 is our score here at halftime. Checking the scoring, Danny Rudine has got 7 points for Morningside. Ryan Borchers has got one. Trent Miller has got 1 point. Kevin Zaz, he's got 11 as he's hit 3 three-pointers and a 2-point field goal here in the first half. Joel Havelman has got 2 points in the ball game. Garth Hamilton has got 2 field goals and he's 4 for 4 from the free throw line. He has got 8 and Storm Throne has got 2 points here for Morningside. Hastings College in that first half, they got 3 points from Alex Thayer on a 3-pointer. Brent Wells got a couple of field goals and 4. Brady Woolman with a 2 and a 3. He's got 5 points here at halftime. Tobin Reinwald has got 5 points. Jake Marvin has hit 5 field goals and 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 11. Zach Lena has got 2 points here at halftime. Dylan Flynn has got 3. The Broncos trailing Morningside by a score of 36-32 here at the break. Shooting numbers in the game in the first half. Morningside 12 out of 24 from the field, 50%. Hastings hitting 14 out of 27. For 51%. Morningside 4 out of 7 from 3-point territory for 57%. Hastings just 2 out of 8 for 25%. The Broncos 8 out of 13 from the free throw line for 61%. Morningside was 8 out of 13 for 61%. Hastings was 2 out of 4 from the stripe for 50%. Morningside has got 14 rebounds compared to 13 for Hastings. Morningside got 4 offensive rebounds. Hastings got 2. Hastings turned the ball over 10 times in the first half, 9 for Morningside, and the Broncos came up with 2 blocks and 5 steals. Morningside had no blocks and 3 steals in the ball game here this afternoon, so Morningside is out on top of Hastings. The score is 36-32 here at halftime. Earlier today, the Hastings College women's basketball team picks up a big win over the 4th-ranked team in the country in Morningside this afternoon, 69-42, as Hastings head coach Jeff Dippman joins us. And, Coach, wow. What a performance there. He's coming out of a shell today. He has played extremely well in this ball game.
You know, we did. We did 2 things well, and that is we hit open shots, which we have sometimes done and not done. And the second thing is we didn't turn the ball over and really let Morningside get into any kind of a running game. And, you know, then in the half-court 5-on-5 game, I thought we defended very well.
Got out of the gates good here this afternoon. In fact, Hastings got to a 10-5 lead in that ball game, and then you held Morningside without a single point for 8 minutes of that first half. You guys go on a 16-0 run. Talk about that stretch right there.
Well, again, I thought we really moved the ball well. We had great patience and got the exact shot that we want. And a big part of that was Courtney Spahn hitting the 3 threes in the first half. So while the defense was sagging in and really covering Alicia, and we went with our double post look a lot of times with Alicia and Laurel, Courtney was really making them pay on the backside for it.
there's not many teams, not only in the GPAC, but in the nation, when you get to both post in there and they play well in a game, not too many teams can defend that, can they?
No, I think we're probably as tall as anybody when we go with that double post look. The challenge for us sometimes is can we score enough to where teams aren't running in transition, because we're not exactly the fastest team in the world at that point.
And that's what the problem we have when we face a team like with Northwestern that we talked about before. We can't go with that offensive set.
No, what we'd really like to do, and what worked for us 2 years ago with Lindsay and Alicia, but we were so proficient at scoring at that point that Northwestern was always inbounding the ball. But we haven't had that same success offensively, and so they got out in transition, and it just doesn't work in those games. But in the last month, we've had a number of games where and particularly situations where that's worked well for us.
Hastings got onto a 40-16 lead by halftime, and we watched the players as they headed off the floor at halftime, especially on the Morningside faces. I think they were shocked and frustrated, and they were out of this ball game by halftime.
Well, you have a team that's got 23 wins and is second place in the conference, and so I'm sure they expected to come in. Number one, we had beaten them at their place, so there was probably a little revenge in their mind, and I'm sure Jamie had drilled that into them, but they just never got off to a good start, and then we continued to keep the defensive and the offensive pressure on them, and just other than a little bit of a slow start to start the second half, I thought we really put together our 40 best minutes of the season.
Yeah, they got the lead cut down to the 17 points, I think, a couple of times there in the second half. But you guys answered the bell and never really get them a big run there in the second half.
No, and again, the turnovers. We didn't turn the ball over, and we just didn't let them have much energy. Everything that they got, they had to earn. They had to work hard for. And even on their penetration, I think we ended up blocking about 8 or 9 shots. So and then altering another bunch. We really didn't give them anything inside of 6 foot all night.
Hastings ended up with 17 turnovers in the ball game, had 7 block shots and 8 steals. A 17 turnovers, a number that you can probably live with, can't you?
You know, that's what we've talked about. The way we pass the ball and the patience we have to be successful, we're probably going to turn it over about 17 times a night. When we have those games where we only turn it over 12, then we win all of those. The 17, we win majority. But when we get up into that 23 to 26 number, that's just too many opportunities for our opponents, and we can't not only keep up with them, but then we're not 5-on-5 on defense, which is our strength.
And we're talking with Jeff Dittman, the head women's basketball coach at Hastings College. The Broncos upsetting the fourth-ranked team in the country this afternoon in Morningside, 69-42. And on Seniors Day, how ironic that all three seniors contribute here in this ballgame today.
Well, especially consider how sick they've been all week long. They got hit with the stomach flu early in the week, and a couple of them said they'd went a couple of days without even eating. So if you watched our rotations, they were pretty quick tonight, about 3-4 minutes, and then we had to get people out. But everyone came in and just was very focused, very disciplined, and did a tremendous job.
And Courtney Spahn, maybe the hero for us today, hit 4 out of 4 on three-pointers, 5 out of 7 from the field today, scores 14 points. And they had Alicia scoring 13 points and 10 rebounds. Sophia McDermott with 11 points. She dished out 4 assists and had a couple of steals. So, like we said, that trio right there was the main cog today.
Well, it's that time of year where you start really leaning heavily on your seniors. And this ball game, by losing it, we didn't know what it would do with the national rankings, which then is the at-large bid for the national tournament. So we put it on their shoulders. If they wanted to get to the national tournament, they had to do their job, and they did a tremendous job.
That's my next question. Is this win, is that what we needed now to punch our ticket? Is this good enough to get us in?
You know, I have to believe that at the very least we stay exactly where we're at, and as long as you're a top 20 team, it's very unlikely that you won't get an at-large bid. 3 years ago, we were 18th, so we were the 18th ranked team, and ended up having a pretty good run in the tournament. But that's my feeling, is that as long as we stay in that top 20, and now with a win over the number 4 ranked team, that has to keep us in pretty good standing with the voters.
Not one win. We've got 2 wins over Morningside. 2 of their 4 losses have been from Hastings College, so that should be good enough for our resume, isn't it?
Well, you know, you look at quality wins, and this is about our 6th or 7th win over a top 25 team this year. And you have to say, as well as Morningside has been playing in the last 2 months, and this is a team that averages 80 points a ball game, and we've held them about 40 points under their scoring average, this has to, again, be something that the voters are going to notice in the ratings.
I'm letting you lobby. I'm letting you lobby to get into the national tournament here.
Well, if they'll let me lobby, I'll lobby.
We got to down the GPAC postseason tournament coming up. Our first game will be on Wednesday night. We'll be in Sioux City when the pairings are officially announced later on, but that's going to be the pairing Hastings and Briarcliff coming up on Wednesday. Talk about the Chargers. They'll be tough.
Well, they're another ball team. They that presses, lives on pressure, shoots the three, a big key for us. And you know, the very first game that we played up there, they came out and shot the three exceptionally well. They forced some turnovers, and we were down 20 points at halftime. So we have to be a disciplined basketball team. We're just not the type of team that can go get into a shootout with somebody. We're not a team that can get into a track meet with somebody. We have to make teams play our style of ball, and when we do, then we'll be successful. The good news is that occasionally Briarcliff has a problem shooting the three, and when they do, then they're vulnerable.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, the head coach for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Is today's victory good enough to get the Broncos into the national tournament? We will see. Next up for Hastings will be that GPAC postseason tournament next Wednesday. Their next ball game will be in Sioux City against Briarcliff after Hastings picks up a win today over Morningside by a score of 69-42. We're at halftime of the men's ball game. It's 36-32. Morningside with a lead over Hastings. We'll come back. It's more halftime information for you as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
We'll get to the rest of the scores in women's basketball from earlier today here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. It was Briarcliff beating Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 92-66. Northwestern beat Midland 90-70. Hastings upsetting fourth-ranked Morningside today 69-42. It was Doan over Dort by a score of 58-55. And Concordia today beat Mount Marty by a score of 73-55. So Concordia will be the regular season champions in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. On the men's side, Hastings College needing a win this afternoon to advance into the postseason tournament. Hastings trailing Morningside by a score of 36-32. Broncos also need a win by Briarcliff over Dakota Wesleyan today. That game is at halftime. Briarcliff leading Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 26-25. Elsewhere, it is Dort out on top of Doan at halftime by a score of 42-36. Still waiting for a halftime score in Concordia and Mount Marty today. And also Northwestern and Midland. Those games are still going on. They're in the first half. Hastings trailing here. Morningside has got the lead, 36-32. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Coming up after the ball game today, we'll check in with Doug Duda. He's at the high school state wrestling tournament in Omaha. Get you some final results there. It's championship day today, the three-day championships down in Omaha. So we'll get you a final report coming up here immediately following this ball game here today on 1230 KHIS. 36-32 is the score. Morningside has got the lead here over Hastings College. As the Broncos come back out on the floor, we're set to go for the second half. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right here in the second half of play. So 36-32 is the score. Now we got a slight delay here to begin this second half. As the official is talking with Lance Creech here on the near sideline. I don't know if there was a problem with maybe the possession as they start this second half. And give the ball to a Morningside to begin the second half of play. I think that was the problem, the alternating possession rule. I think they might have had that messed up. So they're going to give the ball to Morningside to begin the second half. 36-32 is the score. Morningside with the lead, and the Mustangs will have the opening possession as they shoot to our basket to our left here this afternoon. Play is back in the second half. Hastings will start off in a man-to-man defense. On the wing is a Trip Miller. Hits it to Garth Hamilton, now to Rudine. Rudine moves it over here on the left sideline to Kevin Zaz. Comes back out on top to Rudine. Out of Miller on the wing. Bounce pass goes inside. That's going to be Garth Hamilton with the ball. Hamilton out to Rudine. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Rudine pulls up, shoots a 10-footer. Shot short. Rebound comes out of Reinwald. Hastings down the near sideline to Brady Wolman. Wolman stops here on the wing. Comes out to Reinwald. Gives it back to Wolman now. Brady dribbling with the ball. Brady out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass to Holdmeyer. Comes to the near sideline now to Tobin Reinwald. Takes it in the lane. Out to Holdmeyer now. Left side. On the wing. Out to Brady Wolman. Out here in three-point territory. Brady Wolman sends it down to Wells. Wells now to Wolman. 10 seconds of the shot clock. Brady trying to get the Broncos going here offensively. Dribbling with the ball. Wolman is double-teamed. Goes inside. Flynn grabs it. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Dylan Flynn scores. He's got 5 points in the ballgame, 36-34. Back the other way is Rudine. Has the basketball stripped out of his hands, out of bounds. Rudine was flying back the other way from Morningside, and it's stripped out of his hands. And Morningside will play things in. Northwestern is leading Midland at halftime, 46-31 in men's college basketball. Northwestern 46, Midland 31. Deep in the right corner, a shot thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Kevin Zahns, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Here's Reinwald with the ball. His pass deflected, but it's picked up here by Lohman. Lohman on the near sideline, dribbles to the top of the key, down the left side of the lane, stops there. Lohman comes out to Tobin Reinwald, across the top, down to Brent Wells. Wells over here to Holdmeyer, free throw line extended right side. Comes out here to Wells, top of the key, bounce pass inside to Flynn. Ball tapped away, and it's picked up here by Borchers. A turnover on Hastings. A couple of players hit the deck back here, no foul called. Here's the Danny Rudine. He gets the ball down low, a shot up there, it's going to be no good. Ball tapped around, and now a foul is going to be called. Going down hard there was Garth Hamilton, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Brent Wells. Brent Wells knocks down Hamilton. You just don't mess with those Nebraska Cornhusker tight ends there as Brent Wells knocks down Garth Hamilton. Picks up the personal foul, non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Morningside playing the ball in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Rudine comes way out on top to Borchers. 18-15 to play in the ball game. 36-34. Morningside has got the lead. Here's Kevin Zaz with the ball picked up by Trevor Holdmeyer of Hastings. On the wing, Zaz dribbles into the paint. Now his shot is up there. It's good. Kevin Zaz now with 13 points in the ball game. He's hit 3 three-pointers. That was right off the bat here for Morningside today. 38-34. Mustangs back out to a 4-point lead. Wolman has got it out on top to Holdmeyer. Brings it back to Wolman. Down in the corner. 4-3. His shot is up there. He's good. Brady Wolman hits the 3-ball. He's got 8 points in the ball game now. Here comes a Morningside quickly with the ball. Miller gets it inside. There's a shot by Hamilton. No good. Ball tapped around. Picked up by Wells. For Hastings College down the near sideline to a Tobin Reinwald. Hastings down by a point, 38-37. Broncos have the ball. Here's Wolman. A shot from 15. It's up there. It's good. Hastings has the lead. The play. Now they put the score up on the wrong side of the scoreboard here. Here's a Danny Rudine with the ball. Rudine sends it over on the right side to a Trent Miller. Takes it inside. Here's a shot up there. It's up and in by Brian Borchers. Orchard scores, and now we've got a timeout called here at the 17-10 mark. I think the score is right now, 17-10 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 40, Hastings 39.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
So back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, 40-39 at the score. Hastings College is trailing here in the ballgame. A must-win situation here for the Broncos here today. As Hastings will play things in here in backcourt, Tobin Reinwald down the far sideline has the ball tipped out of his hands, out of bounds by Brian Borchers. So Hastings will play things in. On the far sideline, that's going to be Reinwald inbounding the ball as they get it to Ullman. Hastings down by a point here in the second half. Dane Bacon has got it, dribbles across the top of the key, down to Ullman in the corner, down to Reinwald, brings it back to Bacon on the right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn, double team. Flynn gets it away. There's a pass into the lane. The shot is up there by Zach Lena. It's up and in. And a double team on down low on Dylan Flynn. Zach Lena about 10 feet away from the basket, hits one in the lane. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings College out to a 41-40 lead now. 16-40 to play here in the contest. Brian Borchers on the near sideline. They go inside. It's going to be tapped out of bounds. Lohman tapped it out of bounds. He says, hey, I didn't touch it. The officials right there, they give the ball to Morningside. They will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Lohman's out there talking to himself, not happy with the call. They'll play things in down here in the corner. Now back inside, driving the baseline is going to be Danny Rudine. He's going to be fouled into play. Danny Rudine is fouled into play here. The foul is going to go on Dylan Flynn. That's going to be his third. So now Reinwald and Flynn, each with three fouls here. Still a majority of the second half still to play. 16-31 to be exact. Danny Rudine to the free throw line. Rudine has got 7 points in the ball game. His shot is up there and the shot good. He's a 77% foul shooter. On the season, Morningside has come back to tie the score now at 41 points apiece. Here in the second half is Danny Rudine will go back to the free throw line, a sophomore out of Sioux City. His shot is up there. It's good. Morningside's got the lead. Morningside 42, Hastings College 41. Broncos will play things in. That's Dane Bacon with the ball. Bacon will bring things up now. He'll get some pressure. That's Kevin Zaz back here applying the defense for Morningside. Goes for the steal. Bacon gets away. Dribbles down to the left side of the lane. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected, and we got a foul called. Personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Morningside. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Baseline side underneath their own basket. The foul is going to go on the... Let's see. The scorer's table is going to make the correction up there. The foul is going to go on Rudine, I believe. Playing it in will be Lohman for Hastings. He gets it away to a Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald down here on the wing on the right side has the ball, basketball knocked loose. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Morningside. A turnover on Hastings. Hamilton gets the ball now off the left side. Driving for the hole is Havelman and shot is up there and in. A turnover on Hastings. Joel Havelman gets the easy field goal at the other end. It's now 44-41. Morningside with a 3-point lead. Broncos come back with the ball. Here's Brady Lohman. On the wing on the right side, that's Tobin Reinwald behind the screen. Now they get the ball to Flynn. In the lane, we got contact made and a foul called. It's going to go on the Morningside. It's going to go on Borchers. Ryan Borchers picks up the personal foul from Morningside as Dylan Flynn rolled down the lane after getting the pass there. Contact was made and it goes on Borchers for the block. Reinwald checks out. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Ferguson. Hastings will play things in. Bounce back, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Woman gets it into Bacon. Bacon tries to dump it off in the lane. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings playing it in now. Left side of the basket down here on the baseline. It's going to be Woman to inbound the ball for Hastings. Woman looking. Finally gets it into Zach Lena down in the corner. Zach dribbling the ball. Takes it down the baseline. Stops on the little block right side. He's double teamed. Lena trying to get the ball out of there. Now the ball is knocked loose. Now we got a jump ball called. Zach Lena having problems getting rid of the ball down there as he was trapped along the baseline. Jump ball is called, but the arrow is playing in favor of Hastings. So again, the Broncos will inbound the ball. Now with 24 seconds left on the shot clock, 15-41 to play in the game. Hastings Trailing 44-41. There's a shot by Bacon. No good. Flynn had a rebound. He lost it. Falling down with the ball is Havelman. He gets the ball down in the hands of Trent Miller, who runs her back the other way for the Mustangs. So Morningside has got the ball with 15 and a half to play in the ball game. Trent Miller goes to the far sideline of Danny Rudine on the high post down to Hamilton. Hamilton backs up, gives it away now to Joel Havelman. Out here in three-point territory, comes across the top to Rudine. Now they work it inside to Brian Borchers. He backs up against Zach Lena, goes up for the shot. Borchers' field goal is going to be missed. Rebound is loose, and a foul is called. That one just rolls off of the front iron there, and a personal foul is going to be called on Morningside on the rebound. Here comes Marvin back into the ballgame now for Dylan Flynn. The foul is going to go on Joel Havelman for Morningside. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Mustangs. 44-41. Morningside has got the lead. Hastings with the ball. Charles Ferguson has got it. Ferguson working against Rudine. Comes out now to Marvin, top of the key. And we've got a foul under the basket again. Another foul is going to go against Hastings. It's going to go on Zach Lena. That's going to be his third foul. So Lena picks up his third. Ryan Wall has already got three. Dylan Flynn has already got three for Hastings. We got 15 minutes to play. Here in this basketball game, Hastings trailing by a score of 44-41. There's a Trent Miller with the ball. He moves it on the dribble to the left side, comes over here on the right wing, down to a Danny Rudine, drives it down the right side of the floor, the right side of the lane, and the shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Jake Marvin. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Alex Thayer. Checking out is going to be Brady Wolman. 44-41, Morningside with a three-point lead over Hastings. Here's a Tanner Ferguson inbounding the ball now for Morningside. Tanner gets it back down in the corner to the left side. His shot for three is going to be no good. It misses everything. Rebound comes down to Alex Thayer. He runs her back the other way for Hastings College. Thayer out here to Charles Ferguson. Dribbles into the lane. He can't put up a shot. It's going to be chipped out of his hands. It's picked up by Thayer. Alex Thayer with the ball circles around. Comes out to Jake Marvin, top of the key. Lobs it inside down to Lena. Lena spins toward the baseline. His shot is up there. It won't go. And the rebound comes down here to a Storm Throne. Throne gets the ball away now to Trent Miller. Hustles back the other way, down the lane, kicks it out here to Ferguson, top of the key, Storm thrown for three, shot good. So the big guy, Storm thrown, nails down a three-pointer from the top of the key, and Morningside has opened up a six-point lead now over Hastings, 47-41, after we were tied up at 41 points apiece. Here's Zach Lena with the ball, right side of the lane, dribbles once, goes down in the corner, Alex Thayer. Thayer sends it back to Lena now. On the low block, right side, spins in front of the basket. Goes up for a shot left-handed. It's up there and in. Zach Lena gets the field goal for Hastings. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within four, 47-43. Here comes Morningside back. Ferguson from the corner. Shot for three. Good. Tanner Ferguson nails a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. He's a 32% three-point shooter, and he nails one right there. There's a bounce pass underneath the basket by Thayer. It's going to be intercepted. Turnover number 13 on Hastings. The Broncos are down by 7 points now. This is the biggest lead for Morningside since they got out to an 11-1 lead at the start of the ballgame. Hastings trailing by seven, driving for the basket. A shot good, and he's fouled. That's Trent Miller who got away, got to the basket and scores. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Ferguson of Hastings. That's going to be his first. And now we're going to have a timeout called here. A timeout called by Hastings after Trent Miller drives the ball to the basket. We'll come back and have a free throw from Miller. Hastings has fallen behind by 9 points here in the second half. 13 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the ball game. The score is Morningside 52, Hastings 43.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Yes. All right, up in Sioux City, Dakota Wesleyan has taken the lead over Briar Cliff today by a score of 37-29. They've got 14 minutes to play in that ball game. Morningside is leading Hastings here by a score of 52-43. That's not what we needed. Dakota Wesleyan coming back with the lead. We need a Briar Cliff victory and a Hastings victory today to put the Broncos into the GPAC postseason tournament, but things not working out on either end here today. Dakota Wesleyan now with a 37-29 lead over Briar Cliff in Sioux City. Morningside with a 52-43 lead here in Hastings. We're going to have a free throw coming up here from Trent Miller. Miller has got 3 points in the ballgame. He had his first field goal. They're not driving pushed to the basket right before the break here this afternoon. So Trent Miller will have a free throw here to try to convert on this three-point play as we give Morningside a 10-point lead, and they have a 10-point lead as he hits the free throw, though. 53-43. So now Hastings needs to battle back here. They fell down by 10 points early in the ballgame at 11-1 and came back to eventually grab the lead there in that first half. Here's Reinwald for three. Shot good. That's one way to do it. Tobin Reinwald hits the three-pointer. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. 53-46 is the score now. Morningside has got the lead. 13 minutes to play in the ballgame. Here comes Trent Miller with the ball. Miller sends it to the right sideline. That's going to be Havelman. Havelman works it inside to Hamilton. Back out to Ferguson. They work it back around to the left side. Here's Trent Miller with the ball. The Storm Throne. Throne backs up. Now wheels in the lane. His shot up there is in. Storm Throne hits the field goal for Morningside. He's got 7 points in the ball game. 55-46 is the score now. The Broncos down by 9 points. Here's a Jake Marvin. Spins to the free throw line. Can't put up a shot over Storm Throne. Comes out here to a Dane Bacon. Bacon goes down in the corner. That's going to be a Lohman with the ball. Drives the baseline. His floater is up there. It's in. Brady Lohman scores on a floater down the right baseline, moving it toward the goal there. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings back within 7. 55-48 is the score. Morningside with the lead. Tanner Ferguson works it inside. The ball poked away from Throne. The ball is going to be picked up here by Wells. A turnover on Morningside. Wells spins in the lane. The shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Ferguson. Hastings with an opportunity right there to slice into the lead. Trent Miller has got the ball now for Morningside down the near sideline. Hastings still trailing by 7. Spinning in the lane, trying to dump the ball away. They do down there on the baseline. Hamilton, his shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Hamilton goes up for the shot there, and it was rejected inside by Marvin of Hastings. Kevin Zaz comes back into the ball game. Here comes Danny Rudine coming back in from Morningside. 11 minutes and 47 seconds to play. 55-48 to score. Hastings trailing by 7 points here. Danny Rudine will inbound the ball to a Joel Havelman. Here on the near sideline, down on the baseline, the Storm thrown, and we got a foul called here on Marvin. The Storm was taking the ball to the basket there. Jake Marvin just hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. 55-48 is the score. Morningside has got the lead. Marvin comes out now for Hastings. Flynn comes back in. Morningside will inbound, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Rudine gets it in to a Joel Havelman. Havelman down in the corner, picked up by Lohman of Hastings. The Throne. Now back out here to Danny Rudine. Right sideline to Havelman. He sends it down low on the block. Going up for the shot is going to be Throne. A shot no good. Rebound Hamilton. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Tobin Reinwald to Brady Lohman. Gets it out to Flynn. Driving down the lane. A pass down to Wells. The Lohman outside now to Reinwald. His shot for three is no good. Ball tapped around. Lohman has got it on the baseline. Feeds inside to Wells. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Lance wanted a foul. He didn't get it. And the rebound comes down to Garth Hamilton. Hamilton back the other way. That's Joel Havelman. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. This one is going to go on the Storm Throne. That's the second foul on Storm Throne in the ball game. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Mustangs. In the second half of play. We're down to 11 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Dakota Wesleyan now leading Briar Cliff 41-40. They're at the 10-minute mark up in Sioux City. Dakota Wesleyan leading Briar Cliff 41-40. Here's Brent Wells with the ball out on top. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Lobs it inside. That's Flynn with it, and he's going to be fouling the play. Flynn is going to be fouled into play here by Garth Hamilton. That's going to be Garth's first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Mustangs. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Baseline right side. Brady Lohman will look to play it in. That's a Ryan Waller shot from 15. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Dylan Flynn has got the ball as he dribbles into the lane. Comes out here on the wing. That's Lohman trying to put a man in the air. Goes to Reinwald across the top to Bacon for three. Shot is out of there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Borchers. Borchers gets the ball now to Danny Rudine down the right sideline. Kevin Zaz has got it. Goes inside to Rudine. He drives, shoots, and scores. Danny Rudine has now got 11 points in the ball game. Morningside has got a 9-point lead. Hastings comes back with the ball. Bacon goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. He's fouling the play. And Bacon will go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul is going to go on Brian Borchers. That's going to be his second. 10:24 to play here in the ball game. Hastings trailing Morningside 57-48. Dane Bacon to the free throw line. He's not been there so far today. And his shot is up there. The shot good. He's a 73% foul shooter. He knocks one home. 57-49 is the score. Hastings now trailing by 8 points. as Dane Bacon, the former Kearney High Bearcat, will go to the free throw line for his second shot here. Bacon puts it up there, and the shot is good. Right down through the hole, and Hastings is back to within 7 points. 57-50. Now with 10 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Hastings needing a win here this afternoon, but they're down by 7 points. There's Rudine. He lobs it inside down to Hamilton, who tries to get it away, and he's going to be fouled. Rudine got the pass back from Hamilton. He is fouled in a play here by Tobin Reinwald. That's going to be his fourth. So now if Hastings is going to come back in this ballgame, they're going to have to do it without their leading scorer, and Tobin Reinwald, as he just picked up his fourth personal foul. And going to the free throw line for the Broncos will be Danny Rudine. So Rudine has got 11 points in the ballgame. 2-0-2 from the free throw line today. His shot is up there. The shot good. Here comes the second shot as Tobin's going to check out of the ball game for Hastings College now with four personal fouls. Coming back in there, it looks like it's going to be Drew Danielson. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. Oh, Alex Thayer is back in there instead of Danielson. Now 59-50 is the score as we're going to hit the 10-minute mark here on this possession. Brady Lohman brings it into the offensive scoring zone to Bacon. Bacon comes over here to Alex Thayer. Now Morningside goes to a zone defense. Entry pass to get it to Wells. Out to Lohman on the wing on the left side. Down on the baseline, that's Flynn. Diagonal pass comes out here to Alex Thayer. Top of the key. They get it over there to Bacon. Now to Thayer. His entry pass will be deflected away. It's brought down by Morningside. Long pass down to floor, and we got a foul called. It's going to go on Bacon. So now Morningside with Tobin Reinwald on the bench. With the four personal fouls, Morningside goes to a zone defense. Broncos leading scorer on the bench. So they're going to pack it in inside against the post players and make Hastings shoot over the top of that with their leading scorer on the bench. This is going to be Trent Miller going to the free throw line after he was fouled into play by Bacon. That's the first foul in Dane. And the shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good by Miller. In fact, I don't know if that one drew iron. He whiffs one. Trent Miller whiffs one from the free throw line. He'll have one more shot here. It's 59-50. Morningside with the lead. The second one is up there and in. So now Morningside has got a 10-point lead over Hastings, 60-50. 9 minutes and 42 seconds to play. They're in the basketball game. Brady Lohman has got the ball here for the Broncos. Lohman, bounce pass, comes over here to Bacon. Down low, Dylan Flynn. Now to Dane Bacon, to Lohman. To Flynn at the free throw line, kicks it out. There's a shot from the corner. It's up there, no good by Thayer. And the rebound comes down to Brian Borchers. Gets the ball ahead to Trent Miller. Miller gets it to Rudine, drives it, kicks it out. Corner, Zaz, shot good for three. Kevin Zaz throws up the three-pointer. He has now got 16 in the ball game. We've got a timeout. With 9 minutes and 11 seconds to play, Morningside has opened up a 13-point lead over Hastings. The score now is Morningside 63, Hastings 50.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 Starphone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Briarcliff is back out on top of Dakota Wesleyan up in Sioux City. Chargers 46 and Dakota Wesleyan 43. They've got 8 minutes to play. So Briarcliff doing their job here this afternoon. 46-43 over Dakota Wesleyan. That coupled with a Hastings win would get the Broncos into the postseason tournament. But so far, Hastings has fallen behind here to the Morningside Mustangs. The score is 63-50 now with 9 minutes and 11 seconds to play. And Tobin Reinwald, the leading scorer for Hastings, on the bench with four personal fouls. How long does Lance roll the dice? Probably got to get him in there and take your chances here in the next couple of minutes, I would think. Probably maybe by the 7-minute mark, maybe the 6-minute mark to get him back into the ball game. Hastings has got to stay close, though. Here's a Brady Lohman comes over here on the wing to a Dane Bacon. Out to Lohman, out between the rings. Wells at the free throw line, down to Bacon, down to Flynn on the baseline. Gets it out to Lohman, top of the key. Brady dribbling with the ball, comes over here on the right side. That's Dane Bacon. Cross-court pass goes to Thayer. Moves the ball down on the baseline, down to Wells. Back out on top. Here's Bacon for three. Shot good. Dane Bacon hits the three ball, and Hastings back within 10, 63-53. Now the Broncos need some stops here defensively. Trent Miller down in the corner to a Rudine. Rudine back out to Miller, top of the key, back to Danny Rudine. Fakes the three, bounce pass goes inside. Garth Hamilton, fall away jumper, good. Garth Hamilton hits a shot there. He's got 10 points in the ball game, 65-53. Morningside has got the lead. Here's Bacon driving for the hole. His shot is up there, is no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound Alex there, out on top to Woolman. Woolman wanted a three, but passed it up. Goes to Wells, inside down to Flynn, shot good. Dylan Flynn down low, scores there. He's got 7 points in the ball game. 65-55, Hastings within 10 points again. Here comes Trent Miller with the ball. Miller brings the ball across the midcourt stripe here. Comes on the top of the key to a Borchers. Now to Rudine down on the baseline. Working inside to Hamilton. Wheels in the lane. The ball poked away. It comes in the near sideline. Hamilton picks it back up. Out to Trent Miller. Pass down on the right baseline to Rudine. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Flynn has got it for Hastings College. Down to Woolman. Now Alex Thayer. Thayer dribbles the ball into the lane. Bounce pass goes down to Wells. Jump pass back out on top. Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Now Morningside calls the timeout as the Broncos are back within seven. 7 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take another break. We've got a timeout. Morningside, it's the Mustang 65, Hastings 58.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Save on the Whirlpool family of appliances during the President's Day savings event at Rogers Incorporated and get up to a $600 prepaid MasterCard rebate by mail with the purchase of qualifying Whirlpool and Maytag appliances through February 26, 2012. Special financing too. See Rogers for flag-waving savings on Whirlpool and Maytag appliances. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
1230 KHAS.
Yes.
All right, 7 minutes, 33 seconds to play now in the ball game. It is a 65-58 ball game. Hastings College is trailing in the contest after falling behind by 13 points. Dane Bacon bringing the Broncos back, getting a big three-pointer there. Kevin Zaz leading the way for Morningside so far. He's got 16 points in the ball game. Hastings getting a balanced scoring attack here this afternoon. Brady Lohman has got 12. Jake Marvin has got 11 points. Tobin Ryanwall on the bench with four personal fouls. He's got eight. At last check, Briarcliff had the lead over Dakota Wesleyan. They had 8 minutes to play up in Sioux City. Briarcliff 46 and Dakota Wesleyan 43. Broncos needing a Briarcliff win here this afternoon and a Hastings win to propel them into postseason play. Hastings now back within 7 points. Here's Rudine with the ball. Comes out between the rings now to Trent Miller. Miller dribbling with the ball. They hits it over to Rudine. Now to a Garth Hamilton. Moves it over on the right side now to Kevin Zaz. To Hamilton, back out to Zaz for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound comes here to the near side. It's picked up here by Brent Wells. Wells has got it for Hastings down in the corner to Alex Thayer. Thayer drives it back out on top to Woolman. Now to Bacon. Fakes the three. Now fires up a three. A shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Wells. He is hit on the play and down he goes and a foul called. A foul here we go on Trent Miller of Morningside. That's going to be his third. 7:02 remaining in the ball game. Here comes Joel Hobelman back into the ballgame now for Morningside. Kevin Zaz will go out. Checking in for the Mustangs will be Storm Throne. Going out will be Garth Hamilton. That's going to be team foul number six on Morningside. Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket. Here's Brady Lohman. Now to Dylan Flynn. Holds the ball. Dribbles once. Comes out here. Alex Thayer has got the ball. Lobs it to Lohman. Now inside the free throw circle. Brady Lohman comes over here to Thayer. Lobs the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Storm Throne as they're trying to get the ball inside to a Dylan Flynn. That's the 14th turnover on Hastings in the ballgame. 6:45 to play. Morningside leading Hastings by the score of 65-58. Here's a Joel Hobelman with the ball to Storm Throne. Now they move it to the right sideline on the wing to Trent Miller. Cross-court pass comes to the near side. They get it down to a Storm Throne picked up by Flynn. Now to Rudine. He gets away, drives for a hole. His shot is no good. Rebound Throne. He goes back up. His shot is up there. It's good. Storm Throne gets the offensive board and the putback. He's got 9 points, 67-58. Hastings trailing here. Brady Lohman has got the ball. Now to Alex Thayer, deep in the corner. Back outside now to a Lohman. Dribble penetration spins left side of the lane. Jump pass comes over to Bacon. Bounce pass goes inside to a Dylan Flynn. The ball is poked away and it's going to be picked up again by Throne. That is the 15th turnover on Hastings. 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Broncos trailing 67-58. Trent Miller has got the ball. Now to Storm Throne out here in three-point territory to Joel Havelman. Havelman to the far sideline. That's Rudine with the ball. Rudine dribbling with it out here against Alex Thayer. Rudine gets away from Thayer. Dribble penetration. He can't go up for the shot. Goes out to Borchers. Bounce pass goes inside. The ball knocked loose and is picked up by Hastings. Dylan Flynn has got it. That's the eighth turnover on Morningside in the ball game. 5.5 to play. Here's Lohman inside the free throw circle. A shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Flynn. He's fouling the play. He's fouled there by Storm Throne. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul. Number 7 on the Mustangs. So this will be a 1-1 situation now. Here comes Ryan Wald back into the ball game now at the 5.5-minute mark. He'll play with 4 fouls. So Dylan Flynn goes to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Flynn has got 7 points in the ball game. 3 field goals, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 67-58. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Flynn's shot is up there. The shot is off the back iron. In fact, it is stuck up there now between the rim and the backboard. That was on the front end of a 1-1, so the shot's going to be no good, and Morningside will get the ball. He threw it up from the free throw line. It just sticks up there like it had glue on it. Just stuck up there between the rim and the backboard. They knock it out of there, and Morningside will get the ball. 5.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings, 67-58. Here's Trent Miller with the ball inside the free throw circle. Gets it here to Throne. Throne here on the near sideline, picked up by Jake Marvin, who's back into the ball game. Throne comes out here now to Trent Miller. Brings it back to Throne. Free throw line extended left side. Back out to Miller. Out of Rudine. Miller again. Left side, Hobbleman for 3. Shot is up there. It rattles off. No good. Rebound, Hastings. That's Jake Marvin with a rebound. Gets it away to Alex Thayer. Thayer runs her back the other way. Gives it away to Wells in the lane. Draws a personal foul. And Wells will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. The foul is going to go on Brian Borchers. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 8 on the Mustangs. So going to the free throw line for the Broncos is going to be Brent Wells. A couple of field goals and 4 points so far for Wells. The St. Paul product. Wells, a 59% foul shooter, and the shot is up there is good. The score is now 67-59. As a Brent Wells, we'll have another shot here. It's up there, and the shot is good. A couple of free throws by Wells. It pulls the Broncos within 7 points. Again, it's 67-60. They're down to 7 a couple of times here in the past couple of minutes, but Hastings cannot get any more of a run other than that. Morningside's always been able to answer from this point on. Abelman has got it. A 7-point lead for the Mustangs. He drives the ball to the basket. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound thrown. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is loose. It's going to be picked up here by Hastings. Marvin has got the ball. Now the Broncos are down by 7 points, and they've got the ball. 4.5 minutes to play. Here's a Tobin Reinwald back into the ball game. Takes it out of the baseline. Kicks it out here to Marvin for 3. Shot good. Hastings is back to within 4 points. 67-63 with 4 minutes and 16 seconds to play in this one. Morningside has got it in their offensive end. Miller has got it over here on the wing to Joel Hobbleman. Lob pass goes inside and a foul is going to be called on Wells. As they try to hook the ball to a Brian Borchers. Wells is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his third. So it's 67-63. The Broncos within 4 points. They with 4:07 remaining in the ballgame. At last check, Briarcliff had a 52-44 lead now over Dakota Wesleyan with 5 minutes to play in that ballgame. Brian Borchers to the free throw line. He's got 3 points in the ballgame thus far. He's 1 out of 5 from the stripe. They'll have a 1-1 situation here. Borchers eyes the bucket. Let's it fly. Shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. He'll get one more. Morningside down with a 5-point lead, 68-63. Here comes Lohman back into the ballgame. Brady Lohman comes in. Alex Thayer will come to the bench. Northwestern leading Midland 70-43. 12:07 to play in their ballgame. Here comes the next shot by Borchers. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound down to Hastings. So Broncos have a 5-point deficit to make up here. We're approaching the 4-minute mark. In fact, we're at the 4-minute mark right now as Lohman comes into the offensive zone. Lohman comes over here to Marvin. He sets up for 3. A shot is up there. Rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kevin Zaz. Zaz dribbles out of there. Heads up the floor down the right sideline. Kevin Zaz has got it. Hastings goes on the attack. Zaz takes it down in the corner. And now he's going to be forced out of bounds. He's out of bounds down there underneath the basket. Took it to the corner and then drove the baseline and he's out of bounds. Turnover number 9 on Morningside. 3:44 to play in the ballgame. Morningside 68, Hastings 63. Hastings will come back with the ball. Brent Wells down the left sideline. Left-handed dribble here for the Broncos. Gets it away now to Brady Lohman. Lohman on the dribble. Brings it to the near sideline. Dribbling to the ball. Bounce pass goes inside the free throw circle. That's Wells down in the corner. There's a 3-pointer thrown up there. by Bacon. It's going to be no good, and the ball goes up over the glass out of play. So Bacon misses on a three-pointer from deep in the right corner, and Morningside has got the ball back here with 3.5 to play in this ball game, 68-63. Now the ball got away, and it went underneath the bleachers. It's retrieved there by well-known Brady Creech as he yanks the ball from underneath the bleachers. Got to have a little guy to get under there, and Brady was Johnny on the spot there. The ball is back in play now, 68-63 is the score. Here comes Joel Havelman with the ball now to Trent Miller. We're down to 3:17 to play. Hastings is down by 5 points in a must win here this afternoon. Final game of the regular season here for the Broncos. Miller looking to penetrate, comes across the top to Havelman. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Joel Havelman goes over there to a Borchers. Entry pass is going to be deflected away. It's going to be picked up by Hastings College. That's Woolman with the ball. Brady has got it back into the offensive zone here for Hastings. Dribbles down the lane. Bounce pass down to Marvin. Goes for the basket. His shot no good. Ball capped around. It's loose. It's going to be picked up here by Morningside's Trent Miller. He runs it back the other way against Reinwald. Goes for the basket. His shot no good. Ball tapped to the corner. It's picked up here by Reinwald. Tobin has got the ball for Hastings down the left sideline now. As they get it back inside, there's a shot by Marvin. No good. He's fouled in the play. Marvin goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Borchers. That's going to be his fourth. So Jake Marvin now goes to the line. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the ball game. It's 68-63. Morningside is leading. Marvin to the line. He's one out of two so far today. That's the ninth team foul called on Morningside. So this will be a one-and-one situation. The shot is up there. It is good by Marvin. He'll get one more. Here comes Alex Thayer back into the ball game now. Bacon will come out. 68-64. Hastings is now trailing by only 4 points here with 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Marvin's next free throw is up there. It's good. Marvin hits the pair. It's 68-65. We've got a timeout. Hastings, 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the ball game. It's Morningside 68, Hastings 65.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including industrial irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and industrial irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377. And industrialirrigation.com.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance.
1230 KHAS.
Yes.
I 238 to play here. 68-65 is the score. Hastings trailing by 3 points. At last check, Briar Cliff had a lead over Dakota Wesleyan up in Sioux City, 52-44. They had 5 minutes to play in that ball game. If Hastings can come back to win this thing, we'll have another ball game next week with Bronco basketball on the road in the first round of the GPAC postseason tournament. The Hastings College women have already qualified. The official pairings will be announced here in just a little bit, but Hastings will be playing at Briar Cliff. There's all indications that we have. Hastings will play at Briar Cliff next Wednesday. The game time to be announced here in a little bit. That's a matchup of number 4 and number 5 seeded teams. Hastings trying to scratch their way into the postseason tournament here for the guys. Hastings has come from 10 points down in this ballgame, 10 points down in the second half. They're trailing down by 3 at 68-65. The Broncos need some stops defensively now. Here's Trent Miller with a ball from Morningside working against Alex Thayer. Moves it behind the screen. Miller gets away, drives it inside. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tap try is up there. It's no good. Bound for the rebound. It's loose. On the baseline, it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. That's touched by the Broncos, so it'll be Morningside playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's going to be a Danny Rudine to inbound the ball here for the Stangs. 200 pass comes out on top here in 3 points here. It's way Trent Miller has got it. 2:17 to play in the ball game. 30 seconds on the shot clock. As a Trent Miller will run the offense here. They come to the near sideline. That's Hobbleman with the ball. Goes in the high post. That's Borchers inside the free throw circle. Borchers hands it away to Rudine. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it against Ryan Wald. Bounce pass goes inside to Borchers. He spins away. His shot is up there and in. Ryan Borchers scores there for Morningside. That's 6 points now for Borchers. We've got a timeout with 1:58 to play. 1:58 to play in the basketball game today. We'll take a break with the score. Morningside 70, Hastings 65.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified, trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems, such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
KHAS. Briarcliff leading Dakota Wesleyan now 58-56. 1 minute to play in their ball game. 70-65. Hastings trailing Morningside here with 1:58 to play. So some exciting times here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon in men's college basketball. The rest of the games really don't matter today. Everybody else is pretty well locked in their seeds as we head down the stretch here. That postseason tournament starting next week. Got some teams battling in there that might change positions as far as the seeding is concerned. Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings fighting for the final spot here in the postseason tournament today. 70-65 is the score here. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings. The Broncos have battled back. Added down to 3 points there at the 2:38 mark, but Borchers getting away on that last possession and getting a field goal. Getting a field goal on that last possession. So it's 70-65. Hastings is down by 5 points. Still plenty of time here as Lohman gets the ball into Wells as he comes into the offensive zone. Not a Reinwald, not a Brady Lohman. Lohman dribbling out here in 3 points territory. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Spins in the lane. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be blocked down. The ball is loose. It goes to the sideline. And he picked up here by Lohman. He tries to save it. And he bounces off of the Morningside player. And it's picked up here by Trent Miller. Hastings with a big turnover there. Now 16 turnovers in the ballgame. Miller has got the ball from Morningside. Now with 90 seconds to play in the ballgame. Hastings down by 5 points. Danny Rudine has got it on the deep wing on the right side. Hastings has got 18 fouls here in the second half. So any foul would send Morningside to the free throw line. Danny Rudine behind the screen gives it away to Hamilton. Jump pass inside is going to be over the head of Borchers out of bounds. Morningside had a golden opportunity to maybe lock up the ball game right there, but they turned the ball away. That's 10 turnovers now in Morningside. A minute and 17 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing by 5 points. It's 70-65. Here's Tobin Reinwald with the ball. Hesitates. It's knocked loose. It's picked up here by Bacon down in the corner. Three-pointer by Reinwald. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound loose. It's going to be picked up by Trent Miller. Miller down the right sideline now for Morningside. There's a foul that's going to be called there on Marvin. Marvin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to send the Stangs to the free throw line. It's going to be Trent Miller. Miller is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line today. He's a 60% foul shooter on the season. 70-65. Hastings trailing here by 5 points with 58.8 seconds to play in the ballgame. Miller's shot is up there. The shot is in and out. No good. Rebound Hastings. Marvin has got the ball. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Tobin here in backcourt brings the ball into the offensive zone. Broncos down by 5. Reinwald just to the right of the circle. Gets it out to Marvin. Marvin back to Reinwald now. Tobin holding onto the ball. Lobs it back inside to Marvin. His shot is up there. It's good. Jake Marvin gets the field goal. Timeout Hastings. Hastings back to within 3 points. It's 70-67. We've got a timeout. 42 seconds to play. It's Morningside 70, Hastings 67.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. From design and layout to the finished product, Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
42.3 seconds to play. Broncos now out of timeouts. Hastings out of timeouts here as we head down the stretch. Morningside has still got two. 42.3 seconds to play. Hastings back to within 3 points at 70-67. So Hastings got off to a bad start today, but they've been able to overcome that. Fell behind early in the ballgame, 11-1. Hastings came back to tie things up at 18 points apiece. We were tied up at 20. Hastings had the first lead of the ballgame at the 7:34 mark of the first half at 22-20. Morningside led at halftime 36-32. Broncos came back to grab the lead in the second half of play at 41-40. And Morningside is now got a 3-point lead here at 70-67 with 42.3 seconds to play in this ball game, and maybe for the season for the Broncos, unless they can pull out a win here, pull a rabbit out of the hat here. If Lance Creech can pull some magical tricks. 42.3 seconds to play. Hastings is down by 3. Broncos applying pressure back here. That's Danny Rudine with the ball to the far sideline to Hobelman. Still in backcourt, and now he's going to be fouled into play. Foul into play here. It's going to send Morningside back to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Alex Thayer of Hastings. That's going to be his first. That's going to send the Stangs to the free throw line. And now Morningside, that's the 9th team foul. Check that, the 10th team foul in Hastings. So these fouls will all be two-shot variety. Joe Hobelman will go to the free throw line here. Hobelman has not been there yet today. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. Morningside fourth in the conference in free throw percentage at 72%. Hobelman hits his first one here. He'll have one more. And now the lead for the Mustangs is going to be 4 points. It is 71-67. Joel Hobelman will have one more here from Morningside. 5'10" and senior from Avoca, Nebraska. Here comes the next shot. It's up there, and it's not good. Hobelman hits a pair, and the lead is now 5 points. We got a timeout, Morningside. Morningside burns a timeout here with 36.8 seconds to play in the contest. It's now Morningside 72, Hastings 67.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Rock basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're back here next week for the C19 Subdistrict High School Basketball Tournament. It all gets started on Monday night. It'll be Hastings St. Cecilia playing Gibbon. That'll be a 7 o'clock starting time. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 6:45 on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. The winner will get Minden on Tuesday in the first game at 6, followed by Adams Central and Kearney Catholic at 8 o'clock. Both of those games as well on the Breeze next Tuesday. The championship game of the sub-district tournament will be held on Thursday. Hastings trailing here, 72-67. Broncos with the ball. Reinwald goes for the basket. His shot is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald gets the field goal. He's got 10 points. Hastings back within 3 points at 72-69. Down the near sideline comes Hamelman. Hamelman into the forecourt, and he's going to be fouled in the play. So Hastings again within 3 points here. We've been within three a couple of times. 68-65, 70-67. 72-69, but Hastings can't get any closer than that. Joel Hobelman goes to the free throw line now. It's going to turn into a free throw shooting contest, so the Mustangs can knock him down here late in the ball game. Shot is up there is good. Hobelman hits his third straight free throw here. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. As Joel Hobelman will have one more shot here for the Mustangs. He looks up there, and the shot is good. Hobelman knocks down 4 free throws in the last 2 possessions here from Morningside. The Mustangs have a 74-69 lead. Here comes Reinwald back for Hastings. He's going to drive the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose, and it's going to be brought down here by Hamilton. Garth Hamilton gets the ball down the right sideline. That's a Hobelman again. He's going to drive it, and he's going to be fouled into play by Alex Thayer. Alex Thayer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. 9.7 seconds to play. Guess who? Joel Hobelman goes back to the free throw line here for Morningside. He's got 8 points, 4 free throws in the last 2 possessions for Morningside. He'll have 2 more shots here. Hobelman puts it up there, and the shot is good. Slowly but surely, the season is sneaking away from the Broncos here as they trail 75-69. Joel Hobelman will have one more shot. It's up there, and the shot is good. 6 free throws in the last 3 possessions now for Joel Hobelman. 76-69. Here's a Brady Lohman coming back. Lohman throws up a 3 ball. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hamilton. Hamilton just stands, and this ball game is going to be over. Hastings beaten this afternoon by Morningside, and the Broncos season is over. Morningside beats Hastings College here this afternoon in men's college basketball. Final score, Morningside 76, Hastings 69. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finsky, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Yes.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Morningside ends the season for Hastings College here this afternoon as the Mustangs beat the Broncos by a score of 76-69, and they had more fuel to the fire. It's gone final in Sioux City as Briarcliff beat Dakota Wesleyan today by a score of 60-54. So all the Broncos needed was a win this afternoon. They would have been in the postseason tournament. They come up short, losing to Morningside today by a score of 76-69. So the Broncos will finish the season with a mark of 12 wins and 18 losses. They finished 6-14 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside will move on to the GPAC postseason tournament. Morningside now 18-12 on the season. They're now 12-8 in the conference. Morningside got 16 points here today from Kevin Zaz. He led the Mustangs in scoring. Danny Rudine had 13 points. Then 10 for Joel Hovelman, including 6 free throws in the final 3 possessions for Morningside. He saves the day for the Mustangs. Garth Hamilton, he scores 10 points. The other scorers, Storm Throne had 9. Brian Borchers had 6. Trent Miller had 5. And Tanner Ferguson had 3. So leading the way was Kevin Zaz. He scores 16 points in the ballgame today for Morningside. Leading scorers for Hastings, Jake Marvin, he had 18 points today. Tobin Reinwald finishes with 10, so three players score in double figures as Brady Lohman also got there with 12 points. So Marvin scores 18, Brady Lohman scores 12, and Tobin Reinwald had 10. The other scorers for the Broncos, Dane Bacon had 8 points, Dylan Flynn had 7, Zach Lena had 6 points, Brent Wells had 6, Alex Thayer had 3. The Broncos trail at halftime by a score of 36-32. At a very competitive second half of play, Hastings came back to grab the lead at 41-40. Morningside then reclaimed the lead at 42-41, and that's the lead they did not relinquish down the stretch. As Hastings pulled within 3 points a couple of times late in the ball game at 68-65, at 70-67, and the final time at 72-69, but 6 free throws down the stretch by Joel Hovelman out of Morningside, and that was enough as Morningside holds off the Broncos today by a score of 76-69. Morningside ended up shooting 24 out of 54 from the field today for 44%. Hastings was 27 out of 58 for 46%. Morningside 7 out of 15. Morningside was 7 out of 15 on three-pointers for 46%. Hastings 7 out of 21 for 33%. Morningside 21 out of 29 on free throws. That was 72%. Hastings was 8 out of 11 for 72%. The Broncos had 30 rebounds in the ball game today. Morningside had 32. The Mustangs out-rebounding Hastings on the offensive end, 11-6. Morningside had 15 turnovers. Hastings had 16. Morningside with 1 block shot and 9 steals. Hastings had 5 block shots and 9 steals. But the Broncos coming up short today, losing to Morningside by a score of 76-69. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' post-game show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.
play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
The Hastings College women's basketball team with an upset win today in a big fashion over Morningside, 69-42. Morningside wins the men's ball game by a score of 76-69. And this is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS for the Hastings College women's basketball team. The three seniors all had a role in the win here today. Courtney Spahn finishes with 14 points. Alicia Stadler had 13. Sophia McDermott scores 11 points. And also scoring in the ball game today, doing a good job, was Kaylee Ragath, as she comes through with 8. For the Hastings College men's basketball team, you got 18 points today from Jake Marvin, 11 from Brady Lohman, and 10 from Tobin Reinwald. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and announce our winners right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
College for the Hastings College women's team, Courtney Spahn, as she comes up with 14 points in the ball game, hit 5 out of 7 shots today, 4 out of 4 on 3-pointers. She grabs 5 rebounds and scores the 14 points, plays 23 minutes today for head coach Jeff Dittman as Hastings College upsets Morningside by a score of 69-42. For the Hastings College men, it was Jake Marvin today. Marvin with 18 points in the ball game. He was 7 out of 12 from the field, 1 out of 3 on 3-pointers, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, pulls down 6 rebounds for Hastings, 18 points in the ball game, 1 assist, and also had 3 block shots as he plays 22 out of the 40 minutes for Hastings head coach Lance Creech. But the Broncos coming up short, losing to Morningside today by a score of 76-69. Jake Marvin and Courtney Spahn are players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Post Game Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Hey, we're back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the post game show with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. We got all the scores starting to roll in. We'll get to those before we get out of here this afternoon. Coach, thanks for stopping up. I know this is the toughest interview out of a coach's life right here is the season finale.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate, Mike. I really felt like we just left a lot on the floor virtually each and every game. And, you know, I don't think that we ever saw this team compete to its capacity. And it's kind of disheartening, you know. And when we were good, like I said in the pregame, when we were good, we were pretty dang good. And when we're bad, we're equally as bad. And for the life of me, I just can't figure out what trips this team's trigger right now and what motivates them to compete consistently at a very high level. And in that way, I have failed us, you know. So I feel bad for the seniors to have to go out the way that they did, primarily being hurt. You know, Trevor broke his foot last night in practice and hobbled through as many minutes as he could stand pain threshold-wise. And it's just unfortunate, you know.
Got out to a slow start. They jumped out right off the bat, 11-1.
I was quite pleased with the way that we responded, quite honestly. You know, I was very concerned that we were going to have same situation that we had a year ago. And they jumped on us and we didn't respond. So, you know, to our kids' credit, they did. They got themselves back in it. The 8-0 run right before the first half out of our timeout really hurt us. And when you call a timeout, we really preach to win that timeout and to do what we have to do to, kind of get a spark coming out of our own timeout. And to finish the half with your opponent going on an 8-0 run is very frustrating, because I thought we had kind of got back in control of the game. So tough deal.
You battled back and actually had a chance there at the end. Just never could get to anything. About 3 points is about as close as you got there at the end. Had to send it to the free throw line and never could come up with a place at the end.
Yeah. Well, we just couldn't get stops when we absolutely had to. I thought, you know, we dodged a lot of bullets simply because they missed a ton of layups right at the front of the rim, you know. And it's a tough way to go down because, like I said, I thought we did some good things and I thought we put ourselves in position to come out of here with a win. And like you said, a win for us today means we're the number 6 seed, so that's a pretty darn good fortune to have with the slippage we had this late in the year.
A chance at a number 6 seed or not get in, and unfortunately it's a not good in for Hastings as you lose one here today to Morningside 76-69. Jake Marvin had 18 points, 6 rebounds in the ball game today. Talk about his outing today.
Well, I thought he did some good things, and again, I don't know that we've seen the best of Jake Marvin. I think if we can still get him to another level as far as just effort and intensity, that kid's got All-American status just because he is so versatile as a player. And he was able to step out and make a three, which really, you know, he just poses so many problems for teams defensively because of his mobility and the things that he can do. Unfortunately, I think the first half, we were in such foul trouble with our bigs and forwards that it was tough for those guys to get in rhythm. So I thought Jake did a pretty good job for the lack of consistency that we could play him in the minutes, that he did a pretty good job as far as getting us some pretty good time.
Had to sit Tobin later in the ball game with 4 personal fouls. Took him off of the floor for several minutes. And obviously, that's your job offensively.
Yeah, you know, and anytime you don't have Tobin on the floor, you're not going to be nearly as good of a team because he's just so dynamic in his ability to score it. So, again, you know, it's just a tough route, and the fouls that we got called were very deliberate, you know, fouls. It was even hard to argue any of those. So got a lot of work to do, Mike, but I think we got some good components, and I think we've got a pretty good opportunity to kind of get back to where we were here before the last couple of years.
Yeah, so the offseason now starts for Hastings College, losing only 2 seniors off of the ball club, and Nate Olson and Trevor Hallmeyer, who we honored here tonight. So not a lot of holes to fill, just need to kind of brush up on things and get back to work. Huh?
Yeah, you know, and we just got to find some maturity about us in the offseason and, you know, find a little bit better work ethic as far as the consistency and just get back to competing, you know, doing the little things and taking pride in those little things. And like I say, yeah, we're not very far off, even though our record was not indicative of the ability level of this basketball team.
We got maybe a couple holes to fill in the recruiting trail, but like we said, not much there. And you'll go out and try to snag one or two here and then get back together.
Yeah, if we can find a wing and a guard, which I think we've identified, and we've got some pretty local kids here that we really like, you know, not too far down the road in Minden and not too much further down the road in Ravenna. If we can get those kids in the fold here, I think we'll have a chance to be right back where we need to be.
Okay, thanks. Great season, Coach. We'll see you next year.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping this one to Morningside today, 76-69. We'll come back and check the scores as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
All right, we'll give you the scores here. First of all, on the women's side of things today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Briar Cliff beat Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 92-66. It was Northwestern over Midland, 90-70. Hastings upsetting fourth-ranked Morningside today, 69-42. It was Doan knocking off Dort by the score of 58-55. And Mount Marty today loses to Concordia by the score of 73-55. So Hastings will be the number 5 seed for the GPAC postseason tournament. Hastings will play at 4th-seeded Briar Cliff on Wednesday night in Sioux City. We'll have that ball game for you. You're on 1230 KHAS. We'll let you know about the game time as soon as we receive that here in just a few minutes. On the men's side of things, the stars all lined up for Hastings College to get into the tournament and to be as high as a number 6 seed today. All the scores, they came out exactly the way we needed, except for one. And that was a ball game here that Hastings had to win, and they lost to Morningside by a score of 76-69. The other scores, Briar Cliff had to win today. They did, as they beat Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 60-54. The other game, Mount Marty today upset Concordia 63-61. That would have given Hastings not only into the tournament, but a number 6 seed. But Mount Marty wins it today, and Hastings dropped their ball game. The other scores, Dort knocked off Doan by a score of 86-72, and Northwestern rolling past Midland today, 91-77. So that'll wrap up the Hastings College men's basketball season. Broncos finished the year with a mark of 12-18, 6-14 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll hang with the Hastings College women's basketball team now for the rest of the way. We'll be with the Broncos on Wednesday night in Sioux City. And we'll certainly let you know about the game time as soon as we receive that later on tonight from the GPAC office up in Sioux City. So a nice, impressive win for the Hastings College women's basketball team earlier today. They beat Morningside by a score of 69-42. Unfortunately, the Bronco men losing to Morningside today by a score of 76-69. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Doug Duda will join us. He'll have a final recap or at least an update on the state high school wrestling tournament that's going on in Omaha. That'll do it for now. We'll have high school basketball coming up next week on our network of stations here at Platte River Radio. For 1230 KHAS Sports, I'm Mark Will.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings' link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.